Good stuff, man.
Y'all control the conversation, man. Well, I let y'all decide what we're going to talk about.
So some of you talk about some crazy things. Fine. If you want to join the conversation, thank you. I'm cutting in and out. Okay, we're going to have to fix that cutting in and out stuff. I tell you, hopefully that'll get a little bit better. I don't know. Wait a minute. See, that's what I like. Y'all let me know when stuff going on right around here. Okay, hopefully we done fix that problem a little bit. It's shaking and ranking, rounding and rolling around here. Anyway, you want to join the conversation, give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericlesstalk@gmail.com, or hit me on the Facebook page at Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. All right. Those are the preliminary things that we need to get over and out of the way. So what's happening out there, y'all? How y'all doing? hopefully we're not cutting in and out too bad now. It's Monday. So, you know, Monday, it's crazy how things happen on Monday. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but things just happen, and you'd be like, what's really happening around here? But you know what? It's okay. It's okay. We got this covered. We got this covered. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, give a shout out to Dorado 1 and 1-4 in the chat room. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Look out for Mr. Talkman. It's not sounding right. That's a good thing. We want to give a shout out to, you know who was in the chat room, 504, 111. I know they ready. They chopping at the bit to get on the air. But it's okay, because we have nothing but time, y'all, nothing but time. 2 hours plus. 2 hours plus. That's a good thing. Always a good thing to have more than 2 hours. Because I make it more than 2 hours, right? Right. All right, y'all, this is Monday, June 17th, and we are still in the year 2013, although sometimes you make you wonder, we may be back in the years 1942 or something like that, but 1984, we don't know. But anyway, we're here, right? We're here. All right. And, of course, as always, you know, we do a couple of things before we got the house rules we got to go over, and then we got the song of the day, and we got the quote of the day. And then we get on with the get on. But however, as I mentioned before, there are times now when I'm not going to read out the whole rules, house rules, because I figure if you listen long enough, you should know them. I shouldn't have to tell it, say it every day, because it becomes repetitive. Girl, is you 84? Okay. All right. You know, but anyway, and since that is the case, we keep rolling. We keep rolling with these things. So today is Soapbox Monday. Soapbox Monday, man. That means you the caller, you the individuals in the chat room. Hey, y'all control what we talk about today. I'm just here controlling and make sure nobody gets outrageous, but you control what we talk about today. That's always a good thing, right? I know. It's good for somebody anyway. But anyway, Buck Styles, I see you out there. Janice, I see you. Thank you for joining us today. But here we go. The house rules for the day is act like an adult. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to go with all that other stuff and don't talk over each other, blah, 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 blah. An adult, you sure already know this. So here it is. Act like an adult. That's the house rule. Okay? Now, if you don't, I will handle you accordingly. Trust me. I will handle you. Hood, I see you out there, boy. Thank you for joining us. All right? So those were the house rules. Hope everybody enjoyed them. We can move on to some other things now, such as, man, look, the quote of the day. I'm going to start with the quote of the day because I have a story about the song of the day. But we're going to start with the quote of the day. And the quote of the day is this: when you have to start compromising yourself and your morals for the people around you, it's probably time to change the people around you. Now, that is deep. I like that. When you have to start compromising yourself and your morals for the people around you, it's probably time to change the people around you. And that is the quote of the day. I don't know the author of that, but that makes a whole lot of sense. And that's right. If you have to start doing things that you know you usually don't do, and that is against everything you believe in for the people that's with you, then yeah, maybe you need to get a new crew to hang out with. That's for dang on sure. All right. Now, the song of the day. Man, it's funny about the song of the day. Because the song of the day was supposed to be, oh, man, we're going to bring some Houdini back and friends, and we're going to get it on. You hear me? We're just going to bring Monday in right. Now, in my quest to make sure we had this song, last evening I went prepared, called myself preparing, got the song lined up, thought I had downloaded it onto the show and everything. So I get here today, I'm going over everything, like, yeah. Now, knowing that I uploaded the song last night, I really didn't go back and double check, which is my fault. I got to admit, it's my fault. Nobody else does that. Until I get on the air today and I'm looking for the song, I'm like, where is the song? Well, apparently the song didn't upload like it was supposed to. So, Friends would not be the song of the day. And I do apologize for that. But you know what, I do have one, a song of the day. And just like anything, it's a great song. I like it. You know, it it tells a lot. And if you are a true friend and you are involved in a true relationship, or if you are just a real person, you know, dealing with people, well then, this is the song for you. And here we go, the song of the day. Thank you. You know what? While that song is playing, you know, I had to change a little bit so we can get a little bob going up in here. You know what I mean? That's right. Woo! All right, but anyway, hey, I want to give some special shout outs out here in the the chat room, man, because I know my chat room is loaded. What I'm talking about right here, Chewbacca, Chewbacca. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm telling you, I've seen that D from Goofy Show, y'all. Hey, so that's a good thing, you know. And all my guests that are joining in, hey, welcome to the show. Hey, we got a good one today. It's caller oriented. So whatever the caller wants to talk about, that's what we're going to be talking about today. So I hope y'all ready for this ride, because it's going to be one hell of a ride. I said, you know, that's right, because it's my show. I can say that. You know what I mean? Benny, I see you out there. Welcome. You know, Benny always in the chat room, pulling it down. That's right. Yeah. And like I say, man, I was going to play that one song, Get Better With Time. But it's Monday. We need something upbeat. You know, understand what I'm saying? We need something that's going to get you to moving a little bit. Yeah, so you had to come in and change that, because it wasn't doing what I wanted to do. But everyday people, yeah, it's making it happen now. I got the groove. Oh, Lord, have mercy. All right. Once again, welcome everybody to the Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And today is Soapbox Monday, the day where the callers control the topic. And the lines are open, so let's get with it. You know, don't forget the house rules. Act like an adult. That's all I'm going to say. And so let's see. We got a hand up already. Hey, it's Monday. What's going on? How was your weekend? What's up?
Not bad. Man. How was yours?
Oh, my weekend was wonderful. Quite beautiful.
All right. I just want to say to the people in the chat room, it's nice to have people in the chat room, but if you can't get your fat asses or your fat vaginas on this line, then I don't understand why you're here.
You just had to come in with that, didn't you, Joe?
Well, Jesus, 2 days, you know. Look, you think I don't have pent-up energy waiting for the show?
Oh, I don't see how. You spend most of your time on this. Never mind. Anyway, all right, Joe.
You wanted to rock Monday in? It's rocked.
It's rocked. We rocked Monday in, Joe. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what's going on? I know something's on your mind, man. What's happening with that?
All right. I don't know if you know about it because yesterday it came out. Now, remember now. The NSA, they've been telling us that they haven't taken a look at our emails. They haven't taken a look at our texts. They haven't taken a look at our conversations. All they've done is take a look at the phone numbers and to see how long the conversations lasted, from domestic phone calls to international phone calls and back and forth. And they call that crap metadata. So Obama came out and says, listen, people, you can rest assured, nobody's reading or listening to your conversations, because they always have to go back to have to get a warrant in order to take a look at your conversation. So my first question is, how do they know to go to a judge to get the warrant if all they have is this metadata and the length of time of conversation? That's one. But the big blockbuster, which came out yesterday, was that the NSA admitted that Snowden, the whistleblower that everybody says is a traitor, and which I've already said is a hero, that he was right, that people in the NSA, they do access your phone conversations, and it's not internationally. It's domestic, and they can do it anytime, any place, to anyone, including members of Congress. So if that doesn't upset people, go fuck yourselves.
Why would it upset people? I mean, people don't believe our government does that anyway. So why would it upset people? You understand what I'm saying? That's the show we're going to do later on in the week called Where's the Truth? Because it's some things we need to talk about, Joe. And I agree with you 100%. Mm-hmm. For them to be the government to be building something as big as they are out in Nevada, and if you go back and look over, and look over the history of the way things have been going, come on now, there's no way you can't say they haven't been listening. And as I said before, it just didn't start lately. You know, this is something that has been going on for a minute, but at certain points in time, it becomes a thing, then it goes away, then it becomes a big thing and goes away. So everybody now goes, oh, my God, I didn't know they were listening to my conversation. People, get a grip. They've been listening for years, okay? This is not nothing new. As technology advances, so do their listening techniques. Y'all need to get a group. All y'all going out buying all these Blu-ray players and these new Xboxes, you need to think about all that stuff that you're buying. It's just not coming out for nothing, so you can sit there and play a game on or watch a movie. Really? Y'all need to wake up. Let me bring my boy in here for a moment, Ben and Joe.
Okay.
This guy's coming from California. He's the man. He's the biggest pimp there is. He is Mr. Goofy Bone.
Oh, first-time caller.
Okay. Hi, how you doing? I'm actually a first-time caller.
First-time caller. Glad to have you here.
Hi. Yeah, okay.
First-time caller of the week, but yes, $10,000 less than what I was last week. I enjoyed myself at a couple of, since Thursday in Las Vegas, and I stayed at a nice expensive suite, and I do recommend you guys go out there and splurge on your suite, because when you're losing at the tables and you come in at 4 a.m, you don't want to see no beat up ass hotel room. You want to see a suite, luxury, where you can look outside and see the whole Las Vegas. And they cry.
And they
but anyways, fuck my life. What's up? How's everybody doing? Shit.
Okay, Goofy is so damn happy today already. What's really going on,
Goofy?
Monday
too.
So he rocking Monday too? Okay.
Let me tell you guys something. I mean, I was listening to the last show about Kat and her internet prowler. You know, I'm serious. You know, people waste their lives on stupid things. Like, let's take me. I was out in Vegas enjoying myself, and I didn't care the price tag. But yet, there's idiots that stay home all damn day, all damn night, trying to find little itsy bits and pieces of your information. And I think this world has gone to shit. And talking about Joe and you know, what's happening about the government and all this stuff. You know what? The government fell apart on November 22nd, 1963, when good old John F. Kennedy, who wanted to stop, and this is truth, he wanted to stop all the stuff that's happening right now. He didn't want government involved in the people, you know, and he didn't want nobody, he didn't want to be involved in people's business, you know, but there's some people who really run the government that wanted to take this little kid and fucking teach him a lesson. And that's what happened to him. And ever since then, and I'm dead serious, you can look throughout history of the 1900s. Since that date has happened, since he got shot in the head, this whole government has went to the shits. And I'm dead serious. Everything has fallen apart since that day. But I'm not going to be a philosopher. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, try to, you know, prove who's right and who's wrong. I'm just here as a first-time caller for the week.
Well, you know what? Here we go. You know, former Vice President Dick Cheney, you know, he's come out to say that if we had this type of listening surveillance going on during, you know, before 9/11, we may have been able to stop the act that, you know, brought down the Twin Towers. Of course, we know what. It wouldn't have stopped nothing. Cause how can you stop something that's already on the inside and is playing? I'm gonna say it now. Dang it,
done by Cheney, no less. He's the guy.
You're taking advice from a guy who shot somebody that couldn't kill him, so they wanted to say, "Oh, it was an accident."
Hey, look, and guess what? Did anything happen to him? No.
It was an accident.
It was an accident, but he was out there with the president. You know, where was the Secret Service?
Yeah, Mr. Talk, you're getting it. Let's take an example of an old lady who decides to put her foot on the accelerator and wants to, you know, run into a Walmart. And, you know, is anything going to happen to her? Hell no. But a good old Goofy Bone decides to do that. They're going to test my blood for, you know, drugs, alcohol. They're going to slam me to the ground. And, you know, I'm going to do some jail time for that wonderful incident. But no, with the old people, shit, go ahead, help yourself. You know what I mean? No offense, Joe. I know you're old and wise, but I know you're not old and stupid. So
I'm older than God, so you watch it.
Well, that's why you're always on my side, Joe.
You know what? That is just darn crazy.
And this is a first-time caller.
I know, right? Like, you know you a song.
I know.
Sorry, guys.
Hold on. Let's bring Low in. You know, Low been waiting, too. All right, this man comes from the new O, and he is Mr. N.O. Low. What's going on, bro?
What's up, brethren? What's going on, brethren? Hey, quick cliff note there, Goofy. The man didn't have a license to be hunting in the first place.
No. Don't worry
about it. They went out there to kill the guy, but they just couldn't kill him, so they just shot him in the face.
they had old Eagle Eye shooting, and he was the wrong one to be shooting.
Oh, Lord.
Damn shame he didn't have a heart attack and just die out there.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that scumbag was talking about his transplant yesterday.
No.
Yeah, you know what the funny thing is this guy, you know, Dick Cheney, our good old ex-president, you know, great guy. You know, he gets, you know, cuts in line to get, you know, transplants. I mean, Jesus Christ, the guy's almost gone. And here you are, you want to give this guy a transplant when you got, a nice young lady waiting for that transplant, like, almost half her life. And here we go, you know, Dick Cheney, I accidentally shot somebody. You know, the great vice president, you know, he gets it, you know, walks right in. Sure, Mr. Cheney, we have your transplant right here waiting for you. You know, I mean, come on, man. It's so fucking stupid.
Money talks. Money makes everything move, man.
Oh, shit. Money talks and bullshit walks. I've seen that in my walk of life. Why do you think I try to get the money?
You had a good point, too. Hey, man. Hey, if you're going to go on a vacation, if you can't afford it, don't go. If you can, take that motherfucker and enjoy it.
Look, here it is. I'm going to put it out like this. It doesn't matter, man. Just live your whole life like you're on vacation.
That's right.
You know what I mean? That's what you should do. That way you don't have to worry about wait till you get someplace. Just live it like you're on vacation. Live it like, you know, remember when you was a kid and you really didn't care? You had fun regardless? Of course, we get older and we get to thinking and we become so-called responsible adults and we forget to have fun. You can do that.
Yeah, well, you can do that if you want to and wind up trying to figure out how you're going to pay your bills next month.
Wait, look. I didn't say don't go out there and pay your bills and not get a job now. I mean, but you can do that. I mean,
right.
Come on now, Lo.
I understand what you're saying, but hey, you know, if I go on vacation, damn it, I'm not concerned about how much anything costs. I'm enjoying myself because I planned for that. Yeah, I planned for that. But not everybody's going to plan for those things. Some people are going to get there and they're going to spend their real money.
And see, this is what you need to do. This is what we need to do as people. You know, and like you say, we plan. You know, that's one of the reasons why we need to, you know, we will have a financial show. But we need to talk about finances and how to get to the point to where if you want to go somewhere, you don't have to plan. Just do it spontaneously. You know, you understand what I'm saying? That way you don't have a plan and worry about it. Just say, hey, babe, let's go to Africa or let's go to Vegas for a weekend or something. Without even having to think about, well, do we have enough money? Is the money right? You know, as long as your bills are paid, hey, let's do this thing. You know, and, you know, back in the day, you know, families, that's what we did. You know, you never know. Get in the car. Where are we going? You know, where are we going? Well, we just ride. Just get in, just ride. You know, we don't do that anymore.
Shit.
Yeah, you're right, but get
the goddamn gas. I'll tell you why we don't do that no more, because of goddamn gas. Shit. I grew up in the last of the cruising era, and I'm dead serious. You don't see cruising no more.
I kind of disagree with the gas thing, because people know what type of vehicle they're paying for. They know if they're buying a gas guzzler or what before they go buy it. Now, if you're going to go and buy something every time you pass by the pump, you got to spend $90, even on the cheapest fuel that they have, then you should know that, you know, that's a bit expensive. But if you want to buy that because you want it, then, hey, go for it.
Look, no, I'm going to just tell y'all this. No vehicle is a gas guzzler until the gas prices go up.
That's true too.
Let's be honest, because you don't think about it until those gas prices start going up, and then your vehicle becomes a gas guzzler. When it goes down to a certain level, you don't mind driving all over the place.
Well, let me tell you guys something.
I mean, that's just a theory I have on it.
I drive to Vegas, and that's like an 8-hour, 9-hour drive. Because apparently I'm on the no-fly zone, I'm on the no-fly list because I cussed out a person that took her sweet time on getting my drink when somebody wanted coffee 4 or 5 times, and, oh, they attended to them. But, my drink that I ordered and paid for, you know, it takes about 20, 30 minutes for me to get it. So, my car, I drive a Charger. From here to Vegas, it's $320 to $50 in gas.
Jeez.
I rented a car. It was the Chevy Cruze. That thing, I'm dead serious, $120 from San Jose, California to Las Vegas and back. $120 in gas. That's amazing.
You cannot compare those two now. You can't even compare those two cars, Goofy. Come on.
No, but I'm saying as of, you know, just going to the same place, because I always drive my Charger there, but this time I just said, fuck it. Since I'm already having, you know, a nice, you know, suite and da-da-da-da, let me just, you know, save my car. I'm going to leave it here. Let me just get this car, because God knows what's going to happen to me. But I'm telling you that I was just amazed at you know, just the gas alone. I mean, shit, I'm used to just forking out, you know, $300 just for bare end back.
All right, who's carrying around his electronic babe?
Yeah.
Who's talking?
I don't know. I hear it, though.
Maybe they want me to shut up. So I'll just shut up.
Somebody trying to do something. Cat,
I'm
I see you in the chat,
caller,
little
so
Cat.
I,
you better stop, Cat.
What's Cat saying?
No, she just said she's hoping your friend Miss Lady calls in.
Yeah. Well, if she calls
anyway.
In, if you let me go, then I hope she calls in, too.
I let you go last time.
Y'all just going back and forth. Fucking broad, that fucking,
See, as I always say, I don't protect them. I just make sure they're respected. when they do what they do, that's all.
Yeah.
As long as you respect them, you know.
I'll say what I have to say with a lot of respect.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not hard. See?
And I'll just say, Miss Lady, you and your uterus, I think that kind of dried up, Miss Lady. See how I said that?
Okay.
Now,
okay. You know what? That's okay, Joe.
Now,
all right.
Now, Mr. Talk, I'm in your chat room right now, and I see like five people from my show. Are you stealing my listeners?
No, I'm not stealing your listeners. Goofy, how am I stealing your
listeners? Are your listeners getting tired of you?
Maybe.
No,
maybe.
They're not.
There you go.
Look. Like, they're not getting tired.
No, you know what, Mr. Talk? You know what, Mr. Talk? I always, you know, shoot out your show on my show. So they're doing the right thing by
he
taking
does. When I go on
Goofy's
show, he does talk about your show. Yeah.
I know. That's all. I was going to say thank you, Goofy, because I know you be talking about my show, and that's why your listeners come here, and I appreciate.
Yeah.
I appreciate
that.
And
you're doing the right thing because
you brought them with you, so they'll go back to your show when you have your show tonight or whenever you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm on vacation, so I got ran over, so, you know, my back ain't so perfect. But
hey, you got Chewy Baca.
Fucking those fat broads, Goofy.
Oh, shit, I wish.
Look, Chewy
Baca. That's what I need, some fat girl to roll over my back, not these little skinny Asian bitches.
Oh, Lord.
I like the skinny Asian ones.
Okay.
Yeah, they're fine because, you know, I'm a big guy. I like to toss them around, but, I mean, that's for another show. But,
let's get back to the
topic, cause I'm sorry.
Man, hey, I know that this is Soapbox Monday, so I'm going to say it. I just left out of Walmart, right? And I left the gym for that. Man,
you must have seen the freakiest of the freaks in there.
The thing is, I don't know where. I'm going to go ahead and say it. But y'all black boys killing these white girls. Y'all throwing them babies in them, boy.
Wow.
Boy, y'all throwing them babies in them. Good. Nader, I hadn't seen so many half white kids since I was in Texas. God, dog. They everywhere.
You talking about half breeds?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. They are interracial children, not half breeds.
Boy, y'all throwing them, y'all black boys throwing them loaves everywhere, boy. Golly.
Mm-hmm.
Me. But I'm not mad because of just looking around, scanning the sector, you had fat-ass black women, fine-ass white girls that just came from the gym, and mostly the fat white girls were the ones that the black dudes got knocked up, though. They was fat before they got pregnant. I don't know why them black dudes like them kind, but they
because
do.
Because fucking black guys,
wait a minute.
Somebody
better
tell
that.
Me about how that shit works.
You tell me, Joe. Now, the thing that I know is when a white guy gets a black woman, he goes and finds the best fruit on the tree and plucks it off gently.
You mean
what I
have
to
get fat
right now? I have
look
no
at
idea
what I have.
What you talking about?
Look at this prize that I have. Matter of fact, the girl that used to play on the Jamie Foxx show, Fancy.
Yeah.
She's hot. She's hot, right?
Nah, she got a funny shaped body. She ain't all that hot.
Okay,
but go ahead.
Well, you know, just for example, just tell you
okay.
Got a lot worse. Hell, she's white boy came on scooped up.
Is that the one that was on NYPD Blue for a while?
No. I know who you're talking about. No.
Oh, okay.
But, man, I don't know what it is. But, Joe, I'll give y'all white boys a hand clap, man, because you're handling your business. If you're going outside your race and you're going to have your family hating your gut, you're doing it in a hell of a manner.
Man, that's right. No junk
dudes,
in the
they
trunk.
Just go and get everything. I mean, hell, they going to get them bigger than two things.
And you're commending him because?
I'm commending him because, like I said, the white guys are doing it the right way. They're going to get the best.
I'm sorry, I disagree with you, man.
No, yeah, you really believe in that, right?
I was in Vegas, man. I see so many black guys with fucking fine ass bitches, man. And you know, there was actually one I was actually jealous of because this bitch was bad. This guy was a scrawny little motherfucking wheezy looking motherfucker, and this chick was fucking bad. Oh my god.
Goofy, they were on vacation, right?
They're on vacation.
Okay, well, you do your damnedest to try to not take a whale to the beach. Now, if you're going to go hit the beach, you might, I mean, I'm just putting it out there. You might go and, you know, ask, you know, your little hood chick that's got a banging body and, you know, she can handle herself.
You know what, that's something some skinny person thought of. You know what I mean?
Okay. Oh, man.
Person thought of right there. Because if you love her, you want to be with her, don't take her, regardless. If you do, you're going to make sure she have on the right gear and what have you. Any woman, you look, let's be honest, if any woman who takes care of herself can be the bomb. You know what I mean?
I mean,
yeah, but she got to wear the right clothes, though. I mean, you know. You don't come out there looking like Luther Vandross with no two-piece on now. You don't do that.
I disagree.
No, I agree with that. Don't do that, please. That would not be a good sight. No,
and then
no,
you
no.
make sure you got one of them long ass t-shirts on top of that one piece.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But Joe, you said you don't agree.
I don't agree. Just because a girl is slim keeps herself fit. If she doesn't have shapely legs, or if she's got two flat tits, or an ugly face that makeup can't help.
Joe, I'm going to tell you something. I turn ugly fucking birds into beautiful swans, and all it takes is just a couple of dollars. Dead serious.
Wait a minute. So, in order to turn a so-called bad-looking woman into a good-looking woman is a couple of dollars? That's it?
Just a couple of dollars.
Okay, let's put it this way. We're talking about the outer appearance, right? We haven't gotten into the deep part.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, mm-hmm. let's have an example. Let's say the ugliest face you could possibly imagine, but a very nice rack with somewhat of an ass. Think of that, okay? Now, all you have to worry about is the face. And maybe, you know, if she doesn't know how to dress, you know, get her a nice little outfit. I mean, why do you think, like, Oprah and all those other shows, they do those transformation things? I mean, that shit is nothing. All you got to do is you know, if you don't know how to, you know, put the makeup on for the girl herself, you take her to MAC. You spend about $30 in you know, whatever items, and the chick, for spending that $40, she does your makeup for you. And if you seriously tell the chick, hey, you need to fuck you,
there
you know,
are
take
some
a chisel
girls that makeup
and a hammer
does not help.
And really fuck. I'm telling you, makeup works wonders.
Oh, I know.
Me, there's a lot of broads that leave their makeup, their face all over
and
my pillow.
There are a lot
and
of chicks
I'm
that
you,
makeup
when
cannot
up,
help. What they need is sandblasting, not fucking makeup.
God.
Sandblasting? Really, Joe?
Sandblasting.
Really?
Come on, we all know. You walk down the street, you go to work, you see these fucking broads that got all the makeup on in the world. They specialize. Broads love makeup, and they're still ugly. No.
Some of them, yeah. You're right. Now, you know,
well, let me ask,
most prostitutes.
Do y'all believe that the makeup is what's causing them to be ugly? Some women wear makeup. Some women wear makeup that really do not need makeup.
I'll agree with that. That's the woman I want.
You know, they have natural beauty.
They're natural. That's called natural.
Right.
Natural.
It messes up their skin and things.
Right. Right. See, and one thing I can say about most white chicks is, at least the ones I grew up around, they started wearing that shit mega early, you know.
Oh, yeah, around 10, 11.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and the next thing you know, when they're 16 or 17, they got this shit taped on one-inch thick on their face. They look older.
Yeah, some of them don't know how to put on the makeup, but those who do.
No, a lot of them don't know how to put on the makeup. I don't know where the
right.
fuck these broads come up with.
They get that from their ugly-ass mama. Their ugly-ass mama helped them put it on, and you know, she already a little older. She's taking it on her face. So that's where that comes from.
Yeah, if that,
shit,
if
I remember
that
when I was in junior high, and chicks used to put on that Sweet 16 stuff, and they would actually know how to do it. Nowadays, when you see the chicks that back in the days knew how to do it, they don't know how to do it. It's like, what the fuck? You know, you used to know how to do it, because, shit, most of my broads that I, you know, I go throughout history, you know, still talking to them.
Okay,
but it's just
okay.
Like, wow, how do you do that?
Here's one thing men don't get credit for. When they get into a relationship and they get married and they don't get credit for keeping the woman that they see without makeup. Because there are a lot of good-looking chicks. You take off the fucking makeup and they look like Frankenstein.
Well, that ain't me. That's not me. Now, Joe, on that note, I'm going to tell you like this. I've seen
okay.
a whole lot of chicks. Because, I mean, one thing that's very popular down here is going to fucking weddings. And I've seen a lot of chicks. I don't know who do they make up for those weddings. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, those be the ugliest dolls I've seen in my life with makeup wedding on. I mean, they got a pile. I don't give a damn how pretty a woman is. That it seems like they all go to the same place. This woman piles on a pound of makeup on these people's faces.
Mm-hmm.
They got all this red on their face and all this powder and all this. I don't know if it's because of the sweating or what, but I don't like it.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. If they get on that fucking rouge, you already know that they don't know how to put on makeup because you don't need all that shit. Just makeup is supposed to make you look natural, even though you're not. But it's supposed to make you look natural.
Right, right. Now, somebody like Sammy Sosa that went and bleached himself, you know, now that's crazy, but... You know, he still had to put on some makeup for some of the photo ops. But you can still tell where, you know, his face is like light.
He really
he
did that?
Put,
I heard
yeah,
that.
He did that.
He really did that? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me put this question out there then. If that's the case that's going on, have we as a society, I guess you can't say men and women, both men and women now, gotten to the point to where we let, I guess, this makeup thing just control how we look. We can control a certain way we want to look by using makeup instead of just going on our own natural.
Broads are too scared to walk out naturally. No, their major reason for being is to look pretty to attract men. How they do it is through makeup. Without makeup, a lot of these chicks, as good-looking as they are with makeup, would not have a lot of men. They
but
need
see, But let's see.
Shallow.
Yeah, I've been saying, isn't that kind of shallow? And
it is.
That kind
it
of
is,
like,
but people,
and,
you
and
know
that,
what,
doesn't that kind of create a bad self-esteem for the young ladies?
Yes, it does, man. These people are looking at these assholes on television thinking that, this, oh, I got to look like that. Or, you know, this is who I need to be like. Or whatever. I mean... Nowadays, people are taking a regular video camera and making reality shows, you know. And I mean, you wake up, oh yeah, and the camera's right there in your face, you know. I mean, people are doing these things now, and you still have people that's looking at these people on these red carpets saying, well, oh, you know, this is how I'm supposed to look. This is how I'm supposed to be. How the fuck, I mean, you know. Even on the soap operas, when the woman supposedly just woke up, she got makeup on her face. She just
that's bullshit.
Come on
right now,
goddamn. Yeah. Yeah, people have gotten so caught up in vanity, man. I mean, you know, they...
Shit.
If they don't look a certain way or whatever the case may be, you know, the perfect example, if you tell... I told a black chick the other day, I said, why you have your hair as a leper? And she was like, what you talking about? I said, blonde hair is leprous. I don't know. I said, of course you don't. But it is. Blonde hair is a form of leprosy. It's just as the people thought that leprosy was supposed to be something like all these mumps and bumps on your face. It's not. Leprosy is like what they was calling that Villa Largo. That's what they called it. When people of color start to turn white or whatever.
Imitating Michael Jackson.
It's leprosy. That is leprosy. That is leprosy. Not some bumps and mumps all over your face. They turned it into that on television. But, you know, I was telling her, like, she didn't even know what the hell she was doing to herself. And when somebody mentioned it to her, she looked at them like they were stupid. You know, they're just doing it because Beyonce and this person and that person is doing these things, you know. And when you actually back up and look at how these people live, these people have somebody kissing their ass all the time.
Oh, yeah.
How does this look on me? Oh, it's great. It's great. Oh, I wouldn't change a thing. And it probably looked like crap. You know,
well,
I wouldn't want to live that life.
That is true. I'm glad you pointed that out because none of these people that they hang around with, they're not telling them, oh, girl, you're getting fat or, oh, you know, that don't look good on you or anything like that. It's like, oh, yes, oh, that looks wonderful. Oh, I think you should try this one. And, you know, so like fucking, it's all fake.
They don't keep their jobs.
People don't realize that shit. And it's so stupid how these young girls fall for this shit, thinking that 16 and pregnant, that, oh, they want to go get pregnant because they're going to get on a show and they're gonna be famous and all this other crap. Do you see what happens after the show that these fucking losers go through? I mean, there's this one chick. There's this one chick. She's in jail for, like, beating up her baby daddy or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are low-life kids. And society's eating this up like it's the fountain of youth. And it's fucking our society up. And I don't mean to cuss, but I have to. But
it's just sad, man.
How
about Mitchell? You know, with this morning after pill and all that, that's kind of, aren't we like promoting this kind of stuff? We're promoting it, basically. I mean, really?
Well, anytime your government tells you it's okay for you to kill your baby, and anytime your government give you a pill or
on your time
for you to kill your baby, then what type of government do you have?
Wow. Well, let me ask this question. Hey, we already know that, but let me ask this question. Sure. We've been beating up on the women, so I want to jump on some of these boys around here and these so-called men.
Naturally.
What is up? What is up raising, well, not raising, but what's up with walking around with all these dudes? It's 100 degrees outside. You got a damn do-rag on your head. What is the, I'm not understanding this. You dress down to a T, but yet you still have a freaking do-rag on your head. I'm not understanding this. Gold and silver teeth, you know, and I'm not understanding.
You jealous, Mr. Talk?
Jealous?
You sound a little jealous, right?
Jealous?
There.
Really?
No, man. Hell no. I remember the comedian saying about Ice Cube said how to survive in South Central. He said, "Hell, it's 90 degrees. Get your ass a tank top." You know? Cube coming out in his videos with a goddamn skull cap on. It's 100 degrees in California. You got a sweater on. Motherfucker, are you crazy? That's 100 fucking degrees outside of California. And you have my house about in South Central. They do stuff they see on TV, man.
Oh, that's what it is?
You know, yeah, for the dudes that couldn't ever lay no waves, they walk around with the do-rag on all the time anyway. So, you know.
Okay. What about them 30, 35, 40-year-olds that still doing it? I mean, really? Are they still trying to be like the dudes on the videos, too?
Those fools just never stop doing the stupid shit, man.
Okay.
I know guys my age right now that walk around with wave caps on all day long, you know.
Got a hat on top, right?
On. Got a baseball cap on with a wave cap on. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of them hair falling out, don't want to admit it. Hairline recede, don't want to admit it. Gonna hold on to that little bit. So hold on to that a little bit, like your boy on our Sports Center, Stephen A. Smith, I think his name is Stephen. Yeah, with the long forehead.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Don't want to admit it. That motherfucker got half a head. I mean, he got a big brain on him or a small brain, however you want to look at it. But that motherfucker don't cut that bullshit off, man. Bald head is the way to be now. If you ain't got no more hair than you got, cut that bullshit off.
So, okay.
Do yourself a favor. Maybe your colleagues wouldn't talk about you so terribly. I don't know.
And any chicks who don't like what we're saying, you can, you know, drop a line in here. Come on in. Come on, chickie.
You're going to intimidate them, Joe.
No.
Don't do it, Joe, because then you're going to get in trouble by them.
Yeah,
yeah, that's possible, since we do have the white knight in shining armor in charge of the zapper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, say that again.
A white knight?
Yeah, hell yeah. You hadn't been here in a few days.
Oh.
I know him to save a couple of them, but I didn't know he's white knight.
No, I'm not a white knight.
Yeah, you can zap me all you want. That shit don't scare me. After I seen Michael get zapped millions of times.
Let me see.
Okay. Shit, that ass.
If you want it. You can zap me if you want. Okay.
Shit that ass. Oh, God.
How did that feel?
You know, I should be an asshole and tell everybody to get the fuck out of the chat room, man.
So, first time
calling.
You
want to
play
games,
you
can
play
games.
Wait a minute, you the one that said you can zap me all you want to, so
hey,
okay.
Zap me. Zap me.
You're not going to mute me. That hurts.
Well, you said all day long, you said.
Oh, man, this is a great Monday, everybody. This is a great Monday.
Happy rocking.
Yeah.
Hey,
Mr. Duff, right.
What's up? That asshole sound like you're a cult leader. I want to tell everyone to get out of your chat room.
Yeah, you can zap me. No, I want everybody out the chat room.
Yeah, everybody, I want you all to leave the chat room right now.
Okay.
You gotta listen to me.
You sound real David Koresh right about
now. Come on, man. Can I come back with some fighting words or some shit? I don't have nothing to come back with.
No.
I don't got the mute button.
Can zap me. Bam!
You took it standing up, though. I give you credit. You took that standing up.
Oh, man.
You know, he was surprised.
Anyways, Eric, I got to look at you different now.
Why? You said you can zap me. I don't care before you said can.
Oh, man. You know what? It'd be funny if we had, like, cameras on each other, because if you guys would have seen my face, like,
man.
A lot of people in America are enjoying this wonderful show on my behalf.
Well, they should.
Everybody has a chance to call in and talk if they want to. If they're not enjoying it, fuck them.
I'll
agree with that.
Oh,
hey, I'll agree with that.
Lord.
Tell us, I have to say. I have to say one thing, though. When I first came on the show, what I was talking about, I'm now looking at my lady. I have one of the most beautiful women on this planet. I'm just going to throw it out there. Sucks to be everybody else.
And your point, Lo, is because you love your wife and she is beautiful, your point is?
I think my lady is beautiful.
That's
what I said. What you think about that?
Well, you're supposed to say that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm calling.
All right. I'm just saying. She's just going to come out there and act like that. Yeah. I'm putting mine out there ahead of yours. Now what?
And I love my goats more than anybody on the planet.
Exactly. When you talk about your woman, you're supposed to get big. If you don't get big when you talk about your lady, guess what?
That's right.
You got a dog at home.
That woman is supposed to be the most important thing in your life, and you meaning us men, we're supposed to be the most important things in their lives. And better
wait a minute again, Joe. Say that again, Joe.
I said we as men, we better be the most important things in their lives.
Wow, there you go.
Well, I mean, what if we're not? What if we're just a paycheck?
And fuck them. Get them the fuck out your house. Out your fucking car. Get them out. No fucking tolerance. None of this fucking bullshit.
The question is, when are you going to realize that you are just a paycheck? That is the question.
I would say after about the first time you take them out, because, again, you know, there's always this debate about, well, you asked me, you should take. All right, fine. Ask you out first, take you to a nice little place. Not a big, expensive place, nice little place. And then after, you talk on the phone, and then you ask her out again to someplace less expensive, maybe the park. Because, again, I'm over 40, so I'm not into spending no fucking money. So the park, other place.
Well, quick, how much would you have spent on the first time anyway? How much?
You don't want to know.
I'm asking.
You know, that's a good question. Is there a cap limit as far as how much you should spend on the first date?
Look, it's either we go to some place where it was mutual. Like, for example, I meet a lot of chicks at dances. We can go to another dance. Okay, you spend your money, I spend my money. Unless it's out on a date, then I can spend for the dance. No problem. But the thing is, after that, I'm not spending nowhere near $40 for a date. That's the first date. After that, nothing. And probably $20 tops for the first date. Again, I'm over 40. I'll find out what I need to know through conversation the first time I talk to you or on the phone before we go out. If I find out you're not the fucking broad I am hoping you were, we don't go out.
So that's messed up. I'm going to tell you what.
Wait a minute. Wait before you go, Lo. Let me bring Renee in. He woke Renee up now.
Yeah, we woke up a chick finally. Huh?
Yeah. Hello, Renee. How was your weekend?
Hi, guys. You know, I'm just listening. I'm just going to listen because when I listen, it's hilarious when y'all listen. It's just hilarious when I listen to y'all because all y'all are idiots. Really? For real? I don't know where to start. First of all, I don't know. I mean, Joe, really, $40 for a date, for real?
How much money you spend on a freaking date?
Look.
Wait. I'm going to take off a Joe right quick. I mean, what you want?
Really?
What do you want? Let me tell you something.
And I cook. Come on.
Hold up, Joe. I got this. Let me tell you something. Now, you go on a date. I said it before. It's two menus. You can eat off the hamburger menu. That's fine. Or you can eat off the steak menu and the lobster menu. Now, you know there's a difference in between those two menus. So you pick your poison. You want me to spend $60 or $70? Okay, that's fine. You pick your poison.
No. See, that's where you get it confused.
You came on this show before, Renee, and you're talking about how men and women should interact and how you're not supposed to be a woman who's supposed to be looking for a man with money.
I don't need that.
You're acting like the idiot you called.
And the first thing.
No. I don't have to have a man take me out.
Then, what are you talking about?
I can take my own stuff out. And if I want, I will get the lobster and the steak on me.
Then what are you
talking
about?
So you don't have to worry about it. But a lot of women like to go out to a nice place just for the ambiance, just to get to know somebody. And $40.
How come the first thing you said, $40? $40.
That's right.
Because.
And now you have, I can pay for my own.
So you mean to tell me, I got a question for you. Let me have a question for you, Joe. This is for Joe. I got a question for you. So if a lady takes you out to dinner, and she offers to pay, and she's taking you out to dinner, would you expect her to spend more than $40 for you on a date?
You're supposed to listen.
Why not?
Why don't you listen?
Hold on,
Luke,
let Joe
answer. Also, it's okay for a guy to do it.
No.
It's okay for a girl to do it.
No. I don't see. Hey.
If she wants to spend $40 to answer her question, since she's not listening, since, of course, she's a woman who only came in here when she heard money.
No.
And now she's talking about.
I'm not a money-grubbing woman.
Renee,
I was just letting y'all
think. Renee. Thank you.
I was just letting y'all think.
Renee, thank you.
That's it.
Okay.
Thank you for
what?
Look, Renee, just like Miss Lady.
Renee, I'm with Renee. Has a good point.
What point?
The point. And here's where the white knight starts happening.
There you
right?
go.
And there's where this is at.
Oh, man.
Now.
All right, but all right. Look, anyway. I know where you're going to go with this, and I'm going to answer
where
I'm gonna
go,
Joe. If the woman wants to spend money on me, if she wants to, why would I say no?
But here's the
thing. Exactly. So why would you expect the same thing from a woman? I mean, you have to give what
those
you see.
Those are two different issues, Renee. You're mixing up apples and oranges.
Mr. Talk was about to say something.
Yeah, well, what I was about to say is, how can you say you're going to take somebody and you have a limit, but you don't expect them to have a limit? When
who
you,
said I didn't expect them to have a limit? She's asking me if the woman wants to spend
money
on me.
Well, you just said. No, I just said, would you expect her to spend more than $40 if she took you out on a date?
No.
I don't have a problem taking a man out.
No.
I don't. I do not
Man,
have a
do
problem.
Do you
want to
listen to my answer
anywhere.
Or do you just want to
nope.
talk?
She didn't
want to
talk. She just wants this to talk. This ought to be the Mrs. Talk show.
All right,
no,
I'll let Renee talk since she doesn't want to listen
Thank
to
you.
Answers.
Okay. Go ahead, Renee.
No, well, all I'm saying is that you shouldn't expect either. You should not expect anything in return if you're not willing to like y'all say, put out. Now, I'm not saying that that's right or wrong. What I'm saying is don't worry about the dollar amount when you're going out to meet somebody. Worry about the person that you're going out with and spend time with that person to get to know them because money will then become not a major issue whether you're going to spend a dime or not spend a dime. So you're telling me that you're going to go out the first day, you're not going to spend more than $40, and the second day and the third day and the fourth day, you're not going to spend nothing.
So if you're not going to worry about money, what are you worrying about it for?
I'm not.
Right.
Because
well, you already
not.
Are.
Because if I go out with
God,
a man.
Oh, God, this is the problem with women. They don't even understand when they contradict
themselves. I understand.
Themselves.
I'm not contradicting myself.
Yes, you are.
If
I'm
you go out
a
with
point.
A man, then what? What?
If I'm going out with a man, even if I go out with my husband, I don't mind paying. So the money issue then, therefore, becomes a moot issue.
Brother, no, you ought to.
It becomes a moot issue.
Yay.
It does. It becomes a moot issue. About the makeup thing, who cares? If a
you
woman
know what, for a woman
a
who's
going to
listen, you sure
are
talking a
well,
lot.
Well, I care.
I've been on for a few days.
I care because, I mean, when your ugly ass come up and hug me at the end of the night getting makeup on my $150 shirt, I got to take that to the cleaners. Get all this makeup on my shirt. Because you're ugly ass, too shame to just wear your natural face. I care about that. I don't want you wearing no makeup. So, you know, you said who cares? I care.
Can I ask you another question?
Yes, go ahead, Goofy.
Sure. Okay, thank you for unmuting me. Renee, would you go out and pay for a date with a guy if you knew his dick was so small it wouldn't penetrate you?
Oh, God.
You?
Oh, my. Hey, whoa. Hey, wow.
Okay.
Come on.
First of all, that would be a non-issue for me. It would be
See,
a
exactly. You just don't give a shit. Come on.
No.
Let's be honest
because
here.
I'm not trying to get somebody to know because of the size of their dick. That's not, like, important.
She said the word.
Okay, it's not important. Because you want to get to know the content of the character of the person that you're dealing with. And I don't mean to be disrespectful, but you would be a person that I would not be interested in going out with. So that would be a non-issue for me.
Well, all right.
Oh, you don't mean to be disrespectful, but you point out Goofy for asking a question like that.
Okay. Hold on, let me bring somebody else in.
No,
well,
I mean, all things are on
Thank
the
you.
Table here.
512, you're on the air. Thank you for
sex.
Joining us, Joe.
Okay.
512, you're on the air.
All right.
Well, hi, it's Kat. I'd like to answer Goofy's question.
Okay, Kat.
Can you answer? Hell no.
Hell no what?
That's a question?
See, Kat, that makes you selfish, and you're going to go to hell with me, Kat. Don't ever
what
be that way.
What?
Hell no,
what?
Kat? Hell no to the small dick.
Yeah, hell no.
No,
but
well,
okay.
Dick here.
But how would you know that? Unless you
That's
didn't
a
from.
Good question.
How would I know that?
Yeah. Unless you've already slept with him.
Well, no, that wouldn't happen.
What a word of mouth advertising.
Well,
he's a good looking guy. He's a great looking guy. But you know that thing is so small. Would you still go out with the guy?
For a free dinner, she would.
No.
Well, a free dinner she would. For a free dinner. After that dinner, she going to kiss him on the cheek.
I don't know if
home.
Kat would, but Renee would.
No, Renee would not.
Wait. Joe, now, why you did that?
No, Joe, why do you act like I'm not a class act? I'm a class act because I don't have a problem going out and doing anything that I choose to do on my dime. It wouldn't matter if you want to go.
You're
what
talking
you
so
do.
Much theory. It's
I'm
it's
not talking theory. I'm talking
because
reality.
One, you're married,
you know,
so
I'm talking reality.
I
am talking reality.
This proves the point.
Okay.
This
I'm
proves the point
reality.
Right here, people.
Well,
I'm just asking.
Buy a man with a small penis?
I've already advertised the fact I have a 5.5-inch monster. Okay.
Oh, let me tell you guys something. There's men out there that go out with flat bras and no asses, okay? And yet women, they are so selfish. I've asked a hell of women that question.
Women are selfish.
And every woman, and I'm talking about more than hundreds, have said no. No one has ever gave you guys the benefit of the doubt.
Why
is this something that's close to your heart, Goofy? I mean, are you...
No, shit. Don't try to...
Let me bring Vernon in, please.
I'm just proving the point that women, they demand so much. But yet, you know, here you got a good-looking guy, nice, whatever, you know, very nice attitude. You know, he's got his head on his shoulders, but they won't go out with him because he's small down there.
Right.
That's
true. You can get an implant.
All right.
Oh, man.
Listen
to that.
Okay.
Anyway,
Vernon.
That's a solution, Kat.
Vernon.
What's
going on?
Hey, Vern. We got Renee all kind of riled up today.
No.
All right. Go ahead, Vern.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
We're doing good.
Vernon. And a special hello to my cuz. What's up, cuz?
You got it.
What's the deal? First off, everybody talking about relationships and how much money getting spent in first dates and all that bullshit. Let's be honest. As the relationship go on, how important is all that shit actually going to be? Not only that, but when that relationship start coming to a close, what is that shit going to mean? Not nothing. How much money you spent on this, or how much money you spent on that, or on this date or that date. I mean, it's not all about what you spend anyway, man. You know, most of the time it's your actual character that's going to play the biggest role in the relationship, your first dates, and everything. It ain't even about what you spend. I mean, if you're just going out with somebody that you're just trying to impress, if you're looking to buy somebody, yeah, that might work. But if you actually looking for something that's genuine, how much money you spend and everything ain't going to be worth a damn. It ain't going to matter.
That's a good point.
Good point. It's good in theory, but Renee says different.
If you're trying to buy somebody, though, if you're trying to buy somebody, you can go about it the right way and just spend money. They're going to let you spend
it, too. Yeah, you can just spend money. You can just spend all the money
also
you want.
Also depends on what kind of car he drives. Now, if he had a nice old Porsche, that would work out.
Oh, you're trying to stir up trouble.
Nice to want a horse up out for a car.
Now, she's trying to stir up trouble.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody
can
rent a Porsche.
Oh, rent. Man, go and get a 1972 Porsche and be happy. That's true. She said a Porsche. She didn't say what year.
A Porsche is a Porsche.
That's right.
One of those old Mercedes, those diesel Mercedes like they used to have on those old Emmanuel flicks, you know, those old Mercedes.
What you talking about, Emmanuel? You're going to tow old Emmanuel. Wow.
Hey,
you know, but we're not going to get into too much of this topic we're talking about because we got the show planned tomorrow for what do you bring to the table. But I am curious about this dating thing, though. So, okay, since we do have women on the line, I'm going to ask the questions to women. What are your expectations as far as the date? You know, what are you expecting, or do you have any expectations at all? I'm asking the women first. I'm asking the women first.
Well, I'll let Renee go first. I guess my expectations is that first, treat me like a lady. Be a gentleman. I don't have a problem going out with you. I'll do, you know, mostly anything that you would be down to do. It might surprise people. I will go to basketball game, football game. I go to boxing matches. I do mostly anything. Just to have a good time to get to know the person. Yeah, me personally, if I was out there dating. I'm not, but if I were, it wouldn't bother me to go to a basketball game or a football game. Or, you know, it wouldn't bother me at all because I like doing that kind of stuff. So it wouldn't bother me at all, but I want you to treat me with respect and treat me like the lady that I am. And then that would be my major expectation. You know, that would be it. Now, if we're going out on a date together and you've asked me out, then naturally I expect you to pay. But if I had asked you out, I don't have a problem paying. Doesn't bother me at all.
She's going back. Yeah. She's diverting it now.
I'm not diverting. I'm being real. I'm being real. I'm being real.
Okay.
That's me. I'm not all of it. It is not important who pays. It's just if you want to have a good time.
That's a lot.
I don't want that to sit. No, it's
all
not.
Right.
I want to have a
good
time.
Okay, hold on. Okay, gentlemen, hold on. All right. That's it, Renee?
Yeah.
Okay. I like the way she said that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Kat.
I forgot what the question was, but I would like to address something that.
Well, the question
Renee
was, would
said.
You do it on the first date?
Oh, yeah.
That's not the question.
That's not the question?
She said, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
The question is, if someone asks you out on a first date, what would be your expectations of that person, or would you have any expectations?
If I said yeah, he better pay for dinner. I mean, why would you? I think women that let men get by and they the women pay for everything, they are really. I don't get it at all. I guess I grew up in an age where it was different. The man pays, period. This new, I'm not into feminism or anything like that, but my expectations, I guess I would have to have liked the person to have accepted the date, but I would fear at my age to be wanting to date anybody that would want to date me because you can't tell a woman over 50 anything. A very smart man told me that. Never get in an argument with a woman over 50. Are you guys there?
That's true for a woman in her fucking teens or 20s.
But I don't know. I think it would be, he'd have to be really funny, and he'd have to be nice looking, and he'd have to have some sort of, he'd have to be a self-assured person. He'd have to have, you know, made some accomplishment in life before I go out with him.
So let me... Okay, Merrick, you got any questions? Because I got questions for both of these.
Well, first, you know what? No, because I want to see. Okay, so were you through, Kat?
I guess. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I just want to put that up.
Okay. Now, what I want the fellas' point of view.
Oh man, I'm gonna die here. So, ask me last.
I want the guys' point of view. Go ahead. Who wants to start first?
I'll start. If nobody jumps in. All right. I got questions for both of these heifers.
Look. No, Lord. Why they gotta be heifers, Joe?
Come on, man. Because that's just the way it is.
As a man who used the word heifer in relationship to women, that's one of my rules.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So here's my question to both of you. You want a nice-looking guy, and nobody can blame you for that. Nice-looking, tall, self-assured, confident. Nobody's blaming you for that. Now the guy.
I never said that.
You said self-assured.
Yeah, but I didn't say tall, short, fat, skinny, or anything like that.
All right.
Humor.
So let's say the guy's bald, has a pot belly, shorter than you. As long as he's self-assured, he's okay with you, right? Okay. So
well, I guess you're in, Joe. So I'm
that's me, baby.
Wow.
You got it. All right. So both of you have met the guy that you find attractive at the beginning. You're talking to him.
and he is whatever criteria he fits on your menu. Now, he asks you out to bumper cars. Who here says, well, I thought that, you know, we would go out to basketball games or football or boxing matches, which, of course, the chick is not paying for. And so which one of you would say, bumper cars, okay, I'd like to go. Yeah, even though the guy you know is making $70,000-$80,000 a year.
Fuck how much money. Why do you always got to bring that bullshit in, man? Fuck
now
that.
You hold on, Lo. You were talking about it, too. Let's go, girls. Answer the question.
Joe, you have to write a whole screenplay to set up this date. Mm.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
living in a movie here. Of course I go play bumper cars.
All right. How about Renee?
I would go. I'd have a good time. I mean,
oh,
it's
okay.
about
so then,
to know somebody.
Yeah.
It's
all
not
right.
about
yeah.
always. Wait a minute. Let me answer the question.
All
come
right.
On.
All right.
It's not always about the outward appearance. Sometimes you got to get to know people for who they are. You never know. So if you're going to go out with somebody, you go out. I mean, there's all types of people for all types of, you know, there's all types of people. So you got to get to know people for who they are.
Okay.
Then after the third date, you realize he's not your kind of person. But it wouldn't matter to me. If he asked me out on a date and he was like, we're going to have a good time, I would go. I wouldn't
okay.
have a problem with it.
All right. I'm finished. Anybody else want to ask questions?
Okay. I wouldn't.
I bet she wouldn't go.
I would go.
As far as all of that's concerned, it really wouldn't matter to me who paid, you know, and there's no expectation. Well, I actually go and rape my wallet. There's no expectation. There shouldn't be an expectation of that, you know. So as far as who pays or whatever, hey, it's fine with me. And, you know, like I said, on the menu, there's a line drawn in the sand. You'll just have to subliminally pick that up. The more mature woman you are, you'll pick it up quickly. And everybody knows exactly what I'm saying. I mean, am I telling a lie? If I spend $90 on going on a date just to go eat somewhere, then, you know, hey, I'm going to enjoy my $90. And I ain't just talking about the table either.
Well, then. Okay.
So a woman who goes on a date with Lo, she can get an appetizer and dessert, huh?
Well, you know what, that brings the point. So if you don't spend all that money, right, and then, you know, you get the peck on the cheek, say good night, then what?
Oh, God. That will never happen again. And the reason why I can say that is because I have been the guy that knew that another guy took the chick out to date and they went out and had a good time and everything. All the while, he spent all that money fattening that frog up. She was going to give him a kiss on the cheek. He was going to go about his way. And I was going to come over there when he left. So I know what that game is like.
Mm-hmm.
It behooves people to not go and spin out so much anyway, you know. I mean, hell, when you married or whatever, you go ahead and spin out all you want to. I don't think that the other lady, what her name, Renee, I don't think she's going to go bumper car because she wouldn't want to mess her weave up.
First of all, I don't have a weave. I am all natural. All of it, all the way down my back. Okay, baby? It's all me. Okay? And the other thing is, when y'all are talking about makeup, I go basically 90% of the time natural. And it's just
okay,
fine with my husband because I look fine either way it goes. Okay?
Of course, he married. He's supposed to tell you that.
I am married. No, I'm married,
I know
but I look
married.
Good.
I know you're married.
But
okay,
I look good.
Nothing wrong with that. Hey, you don't have to get offended.
Well, Renee, these guys are messing
really?
With you. Don't take them so serious.
Really?
They,
I'm not offended. Hey, I'm not offended.
Like
the bottom line
I
is, when you start showing, when you start putting my name in the mix, make sure you know what you're talking about, because I'm real.
Well, there, you know, 95% of all black women wear hair extensions.
Not true either.
Yeah, where do you get that from?
Not true.
To even go down to young girls, they putting it in young girls' heads so they don't have to comb the dog.
But 95% is not the right percentage. It's not even close.
Even on a lighter note than going specifically to the numbers, as far as being too lazy to comb their daughter's hair, a lady put some braids in her daughter, crochet braids. This happened probably 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago. The girl was complaining about her head was hurting. Spiders climbed in there and made a, put us some eggs in there. The eggs hatched, and they were living in the girl's head, and they started biting her and killed her.
Okay.
From hair weed.
Okay.
And from a sour-ass mother.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with the top of the hand?
Excuse me?
What does that actually have to do with the top of the hand? 90% of black women do not wear weed. You do have
okay.
a great percentage, but I won't say 90% of it.
I don't
Look,
know where you've been.
This is my industry, man. That's what I do for a living.
Didn't I tell somebody that offline? I told somebody that.
Okay.
So when you know, when you're talking about, let me know.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you know.
Well, you know. All right, well, you know. Maybe at your
well.
Shop you get older women in there that don't wear hair weave or, you know.
No, that's not true.
Real
either.
Women. Mm, okay,
that's
whatever.
Not true.
I know what I walk around and see every day. That's all I'm going by.
Well.
And the vast majority, blonde weave, blue weave, purple weave, green weave, whatever the occasion calls for. Halloween, your orange weave. So whatever the occasion calls for, call me a lie.
I did.
That didn't work.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, go ahead, Goofy or Burn. Go ahead. I made my point.
Okay.
Did you?
Goofy, Burn, any of y'all got something?
I know Evan's got to be in here in about the next 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Burn, you know, or you want me to
You know what, y'all
and,
funny.
Goofy, when you go, cut the ass to the bone. Cut them
no,
to the bone.
Lord. Goofy, yeah, you ask the questions on you, Goofy.
Now, I grew up being that the man should pay for the first date. Now, women have found the loopholes in that. So, a responsible man should follow how the date is going. If the date is going good to where you feel that you might even get a tingle at the end of the fucking night, then you keep it going. But, you know, if, you know, the dinner was good, the conversation was terrible, and, you know, it's really no point, why are you going to continue on paying for stuff?
Mm.
For real. I've seen a lot of my friends complain and bitch and da-da-da. I took her to the movies, and I took her out on a nice dinner, and da-da-da-da. Why do all that? You should have found out right after the movie, in the conversation. If you have a great conversation with somebody, you guys are just continually laughing. That's when you know things are going good. When you have moments of silence for people who haven't died, then the date is going downhill. And right there and then, you should end the date and say thank you and leave them. Don't, shit, if you're a real man, don't be afraid to leave a woman. Shit, if this woman thinks like what's her name? I forgot her name, but Miss Man who's the 10%. I'll tell you right now, out of all the black women I've slept with, trust me, their weave has been left in my bed and, you know, in my hands, you know, that is, a lot of black women wear weave, and I'm talking about a lot.
So, let me ask you a question.
Hold on, I'm not done, Joe.
Okay.
I'm not done. But as a man, you should take control of the situation. If you let these women, just because they're cute, they got a nice ass and some tits, don't let that take control of you. Don't let that take away from your manhood. And then I'm telling you, I've had so many successful dates, and I've had a lot of non-successful dates. Because I was experimenting, I didn't know what to do when I was young. You know, shit, I thought, you know, this chick's fine. I'm going to spend all my paycheck on her. The next thing you know, she was nothing but a good piece of ass. You know?
Mm-hmm. But she's not gonna cut you off and say the date's going terrible, because 9 times out of 10 she didn't plan anything else after this date, so you're gonna be the source of food. You're gonna be the source of food that she gets tonight. So she's gonna let you pay for the date, and she's gonna sit there, and she might even text one of her homegirls and say, "This is so lame, but I'm gonna stay and get my meal." And, you know, after that, hey, you know, maybe we can just be cool or whatever. She'll never talk to you again, probably, unless she doesn't have anything to do. So you'll get
out.
And that's how it works.
There's a lot of women that I've dated that, you know, they thought they were, you know, the top shelf. You know, they thought they were the trophies. I don't know who fucking told them this shit. You know, they're like those people that tell Kim Kardashian that their dress looks wonderful. You know, someone told them something, and, oh, God, they took it to the fucking, to the gizzard. You know, they went all the way. And, you know, I've left women, you know, I said, excuse me, you know, I got to go to the bathroom. Shit, I walked out on the date. Let her pay the fucking bill. You know what I mean? If a fucking woman doesn't know her role, and just be a woman. Be yourself. Don't try to be something you're not. Because 9 times out of 10, a good person will make it backfire in your face. And there's only one of me. You know, I can't be everywhere. You know, I'm not Superman. I wish I could teach every woman that thinks there's something. Bring it back to reality.
Hold on, Goofy. I want to ask you this question, and I'm basically putting out to everybody else. But I'm going to start with Goofy. You said something a minute ago. So there are specific roles that each person should play while on a date.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What's the point of being on a date if
But here's the question. Who determines what role is which?
It all starts with the man.
What?
It all starts with the man. The man's supposed to be in control of this date, because I've not seen no woman dare come pick me up and tell me, oh, we're going to do this and we're going to do that and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and you're going to shut your mouth and just sit there. Fuck no woman has ever told me that. Hell no. So a man, if it should be a man, if you're going to take this woman out on a date, be the man. That's your role. Now, women, if you want to act stupid and, you know, think you're all this and that and you deserve this and that, well, then a good man should leave your ass there making you pay for the bill because of your stupid attitude. Now, if you're a woman and you want to carry a conversation, you want to let a couple of things off your chest, you want to, you know, have a good time and be a good woman, then you should get the good treatment that you should deserve. You know? That's her role. A woman's role is for her to be a woman and the man to be a man. Like back in the days when it was simple. Not all this shit like, oh, I got to check my see who texted me. Oh, I got to do this and that. You know, most of the, if you go out on a dinner date and you see young couples, they're on their phone all the time. You know, no one's sitting there actually having a conversation, laughing and giggling. Everyone's on their phone talking to their friend. Oh, this date sucks. Or, oh, he's buying me lobster and da-da-da-da. Seriously, I've told many of my chicks, that I go on dates with, you're going to have dinner with me or your stupid phone. And a man shouldn't be afraid to say that shit. Fuck this feminine fucking movement shit. Be a man and tell this woman, get on, what's up? Are you going to have sex with that phone or are you going to come and fuck me? Seriously. Millions of women are completely on their phones. Like, it's their life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's technology, people.
One more question for you, Goofy. Yeah, it's the Goofy though showing right now. Goofy, what do you consider a good woman? No, I know. What do you consider a good woman? Do you consider yourself a good man?
When I want to be a good man.
Oh, when you want to be?
Shit, yeah.
All right. Well, we got another caller who want to come in. That's interesting.
Wait a minute. I'm smelling a broomstick. Wait a minute.
Oh, whatever. 111, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. I'm listening to Goofy.
Huh?
I'm listening to Goofy. He doesn't even sound like a real person.
Well,
okay.
You don't need the broomstick, but it was close.
No personal attacks, I thought.
No,
I
just
said she just called me a non-real person.
Okay. I'm saying what I'm saying is that it doesn't sound like this is for real what you are saying.
Oh, then what does it sound like then? Since
what
you
is
know
it?
So much.
I'm asking you, what is a good man besides a screw? Could you name anything else? Because that's all you've been talking about is screwing the whole time you've been talking. So could you name something that a good man would have?
Wait a minute.
In the beginning of the conversation?
Wait a minute, mate. Okay, hold on. Yes. Let me ask you this. What is a good man to you, mate?
A man that will respect a woman for what she is and not her body only.
How can you respect a woman for what she is if she doesn't show what she is right away? When we have to sit here and go through obstacles figuring out who the fuck this woman is.
Goofy, what is showing what she is right away? You don't. Who knows that y'all could be friends? Who said you had to be lovers in the first place when you first meet? That's your intention. What if her intentions want to just be friendship?
Of course. Well,
then what do you do?
You got to get that off the chest right away. We're talking about going out on a date here,
dog. Look like you were looking for just a woman to lay down with you. That's all you're looking for. But if you want a serious one, what do you do?
We all know my background, okay? We're just talking about a situation here.
Oh, yeah, really.
All right?
Well, I'm just listening to your situation.
That's
why you never have a woman.
That's why you should have been here in the first place before we started talking.
I was listening to you running your trap. I was listening.
No personal attacks, remember, man.
So I'm saying that's why you will never have one.
You don't apologize. I'm a real person.
Okay.
I'm not
safe. So.
I'm real.
Okay. You sound
Where's
like one of those men. Excuse me? You sound
Where's
like one of those with his chest stuck out and women run from. They hate to see
well,
you coming. That's what
you
sound
let me dig in on that. Let me dig in on that little bit, cool. Now, you ask what's a real how a man's supposed to treat a real woman. First and foremost, if I don't know who you are, then hey, everything is out there for interpretation. Maybe let's say you dress like a whore. But you're not. You're a good old church girl. Because the people nowadays are dressing like whores for the most part. Everybody's doing it. And you're just fitting in with everybody else. So on top, I'm thinking, well, you know, it's just another skeezer like all the rest of them.
That's what I said.
Okay, hold up for a minute. And I'm glad you went there, Lo, because here's a question I was just about to ask. All right, should a woman be given respect just because she's a woman?
No.
Yes.
No.
Whatever happens to
Why not?
You get respect when you give respect.
You should always
you
get
earn respect. I mean, I'm sorry. What the fuck am I talking? You gotta earn respect. You can't just go around respecting people when they're spitting at you in the face.
You don't know that. But
if
you don't know that.
You're going out with somebody, and
but
you
don't know
for the first time. You're going to sit there and act like a clown in front
Nobody
of her? What do you think
you're
going to do?
Nobody said anything about
run.
Going out with anybody. He said, just because you're a woman, should I give you respect? Should I just
yes.
open the door up for you just because
yes.
you're a woman?
No.
That's not
yes.
respect because
yes.
you're opening
you
up
go.
A door.
There you go.
That's manners. You should open up the door to an old woman or a young woman.
Whoa, 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 whoa. We should open up the door, even though you're in front of the door, and you can open it up. When you're with your girlfriend,
no,
you open it up
not?
For yourself and you open it up for your girlfriends. Why can't you open it up for a man?
Nah,
why
you know what?
A man
should always open up a door for a woman. And I don't want to agree with you, but I have to. A man should always.
Here you go with his feminine side all of a sudden.
Oh, see? See? I'm with you, Goofy. Go ahead.
No, just seriously.
I mean,
as proper manners. I mean, shit.
I
grew up with you open a door for a woman. You know, if you like that woman, you open a door for her.
If you want,
and
man,
I'm not saying when you see a woman walking from down an aisle way and she's coming out the door. You know, you don't sit there for fucking half an hour to open the door for her. Hell no. But if you're on a date. You just open the door for a woman. That
why you nothing. Why you bringing the date into it? Leave it out there in space. You're in Walmart. You about to walk out the door, and a woman coming, she won't walk out of front. Let's run it like that.
Oh, then she on her own. Then I'm talking about as a date.
Oh,
you don't have a proper manners.
All right then.
Wait, slow.
I have young men. I raise the young men to open the doors. For me or any lady that comes up behind me to open the door for them. And that's what they do. Even my 8-year-old opens the door because that's called manners.
What about your daughters?
I don't have
balls.
I have five boys.
All right. So what would you teach? Okay. Here we go with the word would. Every woman loves the word would. Like, I would do this.
Can
in
I
a
tell
hypothetical
you, Joe, mascot what a woman should do? When I mean, ladies should do that's younger than older women, they should open the door for them because of the elderly women, and that's why they should open the door and not let the door close on.
What about men?
What? That's what I would expect for a man to open the door for a lady.
So
a gentleman
if you're in
would
front
do
of a,
that.
If you're
you
want to
talk
door,
all your women's lib on one hand.
Okay, wait. See, we're getting stuck on this door thing. Here's the question once again. Should we respect women just because they are a woman? That is the question. I don't know how we got stuck on this door thing. I mean, I know we used that example,
well,
but, you know.
Well, because May said it had nothing to do with respect with regards to the door. That's just manners, which is just parsing words. The whole thing is we then should define respect. If that's going to be the case, then everybody should respect everybody, no matter
who
they are.
I'm going to put it this way, Joe. And all of you, if you respect your mother, you would respect a woman. If you didn't respect your mother,
now,
let me tell you something on that note.
What I can do to you, I can't do to my mama. So screw
no,
it.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
And
you
then there's
the
thing about having
some
a mama
young men hate their
mothers,
and that's why they don't respect other women.
That is a fallacious argument.
I've said this on the show before. If you want a good man, you marry a man who loves his mother.
No,
because
you marry a
man
that respects his mother.
Learns to respect women. It's from his mother. A man who has a bad relationship with his mother.
You respect
most
a person
is not
who is worthy of respect. They have to earn it.
I'll agree with that, Joe.
You can't
just
show up.
But if you're
up.
Just meeting someone, you cannot just earn it. You have to get to know someone for who they are.
Well, then,
and then you make a decision whether you're going to respect
Renee,
them or not.
What you're saying is just the exact same thing I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. And,
you,
and
don't,
you
don't even
and,
know
and
that
I,
you're saying it.
I'll use her for an example. Because we all know her
okay,
on television.
Wait, before you do that, let me give you the definition of respect. A feeling of deep admiration for someone or something elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievement. So that is the definition of respect.
And that definition goes back to what we're saying, that you have to earn it.
How do you go about earning something that you trying to get a date?
We weren't even just solely going on the date thing, but I was about to use Hillary Clinton for example.
Oh please!
If she were walking up, and I were standing there about to open the door, I would slam the door in her face, woman and all. I have nothing for her.
Because you have no respect for her. That's why you would do that.
I don't.
Okay, let's just say that we know each other. You are a friend of a friend of a friend, okay, and we meet each other. Okay, you should have manners enough just to treat people the way you'd like to be treated. To be
well, I don't I can say, go ahead.
But then you give someone respect because she is a woman. But you only go so far. You respect her as far as opening the door. You may go ask her out on a date and that first meal, pay for it. That is respectful. That is respectful. But after you get to know that person, do they get that deep admiration or affection? That's to you. It depends on, you know, how you, if you like her as a person. That's what you guys
talk
about.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Or if you got a woman that you out with and she tell you pay for your dinner and she pay for her dinner, then you want to call her something
else. I'm getting fucking tired of all this fucking discussion
about
how a man should treat a woman and a man's respect towards a woman.
Something wrong.
What about the woman showing respect towards the man?
What
I want to hear this.
What are you talking about, Joe?
What do you mean, what am I talking about?
Oh, now
I don't understand the question.
It's just like I said. If you respect your mother, you're going to respect the woman.
Well,
you don't have no problem.
Again, I answer this. It's fallacious logic. How are you going to show respect towards a man, any man, strange man, any man, date, no date? How?
It depends on how you come at
it. Oh, it depends.
If you want to come in like a Looney Tune or somebody out of a bed out of hell with no sense and all this stuff, he's going to be left standing where he came in at.
That's the way we're talking about you chicks. Stop fucking talking about
the
goddess.
That's what I say. What goes around comes around. But
that
you can't go through.
And that was the example I was trying to make about the poor nice guy who had the little package.
And you were born to be a special attention.
Eric,
you had time. Hey,
all right.
You let Mr. Talk run how he wants to. Who are you?
No.
What are you saying?
It's been plenty of time.
Hold on. Hold on. We got another caller coming in. Another caller.
All right. Let me see.
Miss Lady,
yeah,
you on the air?
Hey,
why don't I say I smell the broomstick?
You don't want to pay for no woman. Come on. Now y'all believe what
See, you were out there in the stratosphere circling around.
Yes. Listen, did y'all read the article on the web this weekend? It says black women of marriageable age, only 25% are looking for what to get married now versus 43% of black men. What does that tell you?
I can believe
that's
that.
Not exactly
you know,
in your favor,
you know,
lady.
Because they got the Joes and the Lows that they're looking at going, no, thank
they
you.
Don't have the Joes.
Well, right about that.
They have the feminine. They have the feminine.
They have nothing to look forward to with this.
they have the feminist movement, too. You know, and the women
that
right. just like
gay,
you.
And they also got the gay movement. Well, some men are not even looking at women, so don't even come here with me that one.
Well, but don't forget about the lesbians. Don't forget the closet lesbians who make it rough for men.
But you know, that's what I'm saying. You might end up taking one of those out to dinner and then what do you do?
Hell yeah. Sometimes it's not because
she
they're not attractive, but sometimes it's because they want to show their parents.
Well,
that
you really want to be with a woman's going to waste her time with a man. She's not going to do that.
Let's
go back to my example of why women, they want it all. The
this
poor
is so
guy.
Without earning it.
How do you know that and you don't know all women?
Qualities that black men are tending to possess these days.
Look, I asked you guys the question. You guys just told me.
And I'll go this far.
Okay, hold up. Wait. Goofy, what was your question?
No, remember earlier I said the nice guy, he looks great and all that, but he has a little package, and you know it. Would you still go out with him?
A little bit.
And everyone's saying no. But where's the respect for the man
what kind of
that, they, that these women want?
A package? What do you mean a package? I don't understand.
What
do
you think he means?
I have no idea
what he's talking about.
You're going to be looking for somebody for a package. That's where your brain is stopping.
A little package. They're coming with, honey, heavy suitcases and cases and luggage.
All right, so you two don't know what a package is then, huh?
Okay, a small dick. How about, go ahead.
I know what he's talking about.
Okay, why are you acting stupid?
What did I just say? I said, that's all you think about is playing somebody. That's why you don't have anybody.
Man, ask a question. Are you smart enough to answer it? Would you go on a date with a man that you already know is not well endowed? Is all he asks. That's all
yeah,
he
asks. Yeah, I'm going to. With him.
How is she supposed to know going on a date? What is that not important to her?
Answer the question.
And then what? I'm answering the question.
Answer the question.
I said, what if it's not important to her? Then what do you do?
Well, answer the question. Nine times out of ten, if she know that and she's not interested in him, she's not having
no,
sex.
No,
anyway,
ten times out of ten. Come on, Lowe.
She gonna,
right.
Yeah, 10 times out of 10, and he going to spend some money, and she going to kiss him on the cheek and send him on his way.
But once again, I go back to the original question. How would she know this? Because I remember that question.
Right.
I said the same thing.
I mean,
how would she know this?
Let's say word of mouth advertising.
Yeah,
say,
you can find
Sally,
out about him.
Say Sally tried to fuck him, and she found out that he's little, and she tells, you know, Renee and whoever else, you know.
Well, isn't that her right to do that?
Well, you asked the question. Well, Eric asked the question. How would you find out? So he just told you. So what is this? Isn't it her right? If you found out, you found out.
That means she'll stay away from him. He wouldn't have to worry about approaching her anyway. That's how that would go, I would think.
Mm-hmm. But the point that he's trying to make is that you women are always talking about how shallow we are. But if you find out a man's got a little dick, you don't even want to know whether or not he's good in bed. You're just saying bye-bye.
Well, what about
women, Joe?
What if he has a super tongue? You know, you see, you guys don't even think about that. All you guys think about is the package.
What? No, what about, didn't I tell you you're like a sour piece of lemon with all of this? That's
look,
all that's on your mind?
Look, okay, all right. Once we get into this.
Women, I mean, that turns people
I'm
away.
What I'm going to say is like this. What if, you know, okay, because he got a small pack, blah, 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 you could be missing out on your Mr. Right because you don't want to go out with somebody that you've heard has a little package, as we
right.
say. Right. You know?
But
and vice versa.
Right.
And
vice versa. Don't even know what to do with the package. Forget it.
That
one, it's frustrating.
It could be a fat man walking around, and you can see
the
fat.
You know what?
And a woman can see that, and they will turn him down for that reason. Nobody has to be nothing. They just don't want to look at him because he's fat.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this proves my theories on respect and what women really value in life.
Okay.
How could you even say that, Goofy, when you sit here and you talk so negatively about all of the ladies that you go out with? So, you know, that to me is disrespectful in itself because you have
and
to
how
know each one of these
and
women
is that
disrespectful? You go. Because you talk so demeaningly about all of the women that you've gone out with. And
if they carry themselves
the
that way, then that's what it
better,
is.
His little comment about it, undoubtedly a woman will mess something up because it's always her mouth that does it. So, I mean, come on. You got to get to know people for who they are before you go categorizing them in all these categories.
Well, don't even say that because you just deny a guy who is good-looking and very nice and has a little package.
I said
no,
it would not have been an issue with me.
No, Renee,
it wouldn't have been an issue. I didn't deny a guy.
Listen,
I did not.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. Remember,
what I said
remember,
was, with, go ahead.
Remember, she's going to go out.
Hair weave all day
he's
going to
go out with her chassis
to
belt out on him.
Miss Lady?
Wait.
Hold
I'm
on,
not putting
lady.
Out.
8, 7. Oh, no. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Like I was saying, okay. You know, Renee, I'm
you
in half agree with her because she's going to have her chassis belt on anyway, so it's not going to even matter.
I'm not going out. I am.
Because
I don't know you. I don't
that's
know
right.
you.
He's right. Absolutely.
I don't
right.
know
she
you.
For herself.
Why should, well, how should I put myself out there with somebody I don't know? And you already
yeah,
made me. You already made it very well that I'm just a notch on the bedpost. So why would I put myself in that situation? I'm not going to.
Hey, that's okay. Well, that's good for you. There are plenty of women
it
out
is.
There that'll, hey, go out and have a nice time.
And there's
time
plenty of women
you know.
Like me who feel the same way that I do. But
oh,
that's
right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Hey, you're right. The only
no,
problem with
be,
that is most
hey,
of them.
Let me ask
should there
a question.
Be, should there be a communication ahead
hold
of time
on, let me
with
ask
the reclined
check
thing?
It
should be.
Let me ask a question to the ladies. How many of you ladies on the first date are just going to put out with just put out?
No,
you think they're gonna admit it?
You think they're gonna admit it?
Well, look, if you had 100 women on the
you
line,
you
hey,
said
if
you would.
Asked 100 women on the line, 100 women,
I guarantee you, if you
there
asked
be a
100
few
women,
women
on the
who
line,
would say, no,
and
no,
they
no.
were women of substance, and women of substance are gonna put themselves out there. First of all, they're not gonna play around with y'all.
Okay,
it's
fine.
Not
that's
Renee.
Not first of all, they're in the internet. They just
Renee,
standing on the
Renee
side of the
and room. Maze, maybe you two could listen now. The thing is, if you had 100 women on the line, 100 women, of the 100 women, rather, some of them would have gone to bed on the first date, and those same who went to bed on the first date would not go to bed on the first date with others. I think a lot of women had gone to bed on the first date. And I think
yeah,
a lot of women
yeah.
have not gone to bed on the first date.
Women are
such
things.
So
that
they
don't
they're going to do that with everybody they go out on the first date.
So
maybe they've done that once out of every, you know, yeah, whatever.
So we have made this. We have made this before.
That they want to do it for you.
And let me say this.
There's different types of women. Just like there's different types of men.
All you thought about was screwing that man. Please give me a break.
And let me say this. I do not. Me personally, I do not expect a woman to get laid on the first date because,
no,
again, it's her
you.
Right.
Which one
I'd like
have
to
more
find out
for?
Who she is, okay? But at some time, and what we haven't really addressed, what we should address right now very clearly, is that men have been taking out women for second date, third date, fourth date, and then said bye-bye. As a result of that, we have to know, are you serious about us or not? That's why we keep talking about it.
I'm asking you a question, Joe.
What, Maze? I didn't hear it because
you
weren't listening to me.
Which one do you respect the most, the one that laid down with you the first day or the one that took her time and got to know you? Which
either
one do you
one.
Have respect for?
Okay, you want the honest
probably
either one?
I'm listening. That's what I know.
Okay,
y'all don't have respect for women.
You, oh, God, okay. If you don't want me to answer, if you're going to give the answer, don't ask me the question.
Honest, what's wrong with respecting a woman that put out on the first date?
What's this bullshit to think women don't want to have sex
she's
with
a woman, right?
That's made.
I don't think you heard anybody say that.
No, nobody heard anything. Nobody said anything. Nobody heard anything. People got to learn how to fucking listen.
That's not what to are you trying to say? Just because we're not listening. We hear what you're
saying.
You're
not listening. You're not. You asked me a question, and before you even had me answer, you gave the answer yourself. That's not fucking listening.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I really think Kat's more of the realist because she's like, who said that women don't want to have sex?
Yeah,
I agree. That's real. You know, instead of all this, ain't nobody going, I don't know all this bullshit. If you like that man, I don't give a damn what you say, lady.
That's why they got whorehouses around. That's why you go find them kind of people. That's why they got whorehouses and
whatever. You go in these harlot houses in these churches. You find more hoes in there fucking the preacher than anything.
There you go.
I was supposed to. That's the truth.
You're going to find a fucking bunch of women who are saying, no, you can't say that to me around the water cooler, but they're sucking dick in the goddamn closet.
Telling the truth.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
He didn't lie. Okay. You can go find a hope of this and this and this. That's why good at two-shoe guys, they always finish last. Dracula always finished first, and same
way. Dracula don't do nothing.
Tell
you
what, what do you say that was
about
wrong?
Himself, just like in complaining about women. That's what happens to Dracula. That thinks he's going around eating all the blood. Nothing happens.
What kind of
show you have
to be, Eric?
Monday, don't you know? It's called Control, man. It's Soapbox
women
Monday.
Women are attracted to the bad boys.
Monday.
On this show, these other women, they're not being honest about their past and things that they've done in their past. They don't ever.
What are you talking about?
They don't even know their own sexuality.
Yeah,
I'm a punchbag
so
today, please.
Get him in the ass.
Just because you like sex doesn't make you a whore.
Eric, what?
No, that had nothing to do with it, but that had on your map with everything that you got to do.
You guys
are
not
even a
Matter of fact, lady, I know you put out to that millionaire that you went out. I know you put out on the first date, so you can tell me anything you want. I know you put out. You were just glad to be in his company. Say you did.
Oh, you know what? You're a liar.
Huh.
You took knee pads with you on that date.
If a millionaire takes me out on a date, he better have sex with me.
I'm going to tell you who looks like he, I know he knows what he's doing, is that billionaire that Naomi Campbell was dating.
See,
now,
there you go right there.
That he knows what time, he knows exactly when.
But he's married.
How does she know? She don't know what she's talking about. Rats love cheese and she'll run the cheese. Rats love cheese.
Oh, no.
I thought you were a virtuous woman.
It's a squeak. Yeah, we've been separated for a very long time.
Love to jump on any man's jock that got a couple, look like he got a couple dollars.
So that's true, lady. You know that because you've been bragging about you're a half a billionaire for how long?
Mm-mm. Yeah, they. A lot of them do go for that though.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He
no.
He wore her out. He put his
down.
Huh?
Never do. We do not like to watch men have sex with each other, but guys love to watch have sex with each other.
I'd like what?
And I sure don't want to be looking at no mess like that.
We hate that shit, but men love to look at a lesbian porn.
I don't like that.
No, I
don't.
I don't watch that.
Yeah. No.
I do.
Okay, here you go.
What kind of thrill are you going to get out of watching that is what I'd like to know.
She didn't say she was. She said that she wanted to know why straight men like to see two women in the bed together.
You see, Major, you weren't listening.
I'm talking to Kat. Can't she help
me? I know, but you weren't listening.
Can't she
help me? That's why you have to listen.
Hold on. Women do not like to watch, straight women will not watch porn sex between two men, but men like to watch lesbian porn.
Yeah, I don't like that.
The reason why is because
there is a huge business. I'm not talking about you personally, but there is a huge business.
I mean, men like women, and they're going to watch it. I mean, that's some men fantasies. Hold on, let me bring Ebony in. Hello, Ebony.
Hello, Ebony.
Here we go.
Hi, everyone.
You've entered a minefield today, baby.
Ebony, you have to tell you have to tell the boys that everything in life is not about laying down. Sometimes it's about a companion to having a conversation. That they'll get forward with the conversation. It is about laying down on their back. On their tummy.
I think it's interesting because it really is about how. It is about perception, okay? A lot of this stuff is about how people want to be perceived and the fact that a lot of our conversation will be because we don't want to be judged by other people, thinking about what we do. So, Kat, you're absolutely right. What most women do, they will not own up to their friends about. They will not own up to anybody about. That's the truth. Because we just don't want to be judged as hoes and all the rest of it. That's the truth. So, If anybody in the room is doing stuff, know that you guys will never hear about it on this line because nobody really, really wants to tell you the truth about what they do or what they or what they will not do because, you know, that's women. That's how we are, because other women judge women by their behavior, particularly their sexual behavior, all right? So I have girlfriends who will tell me a guy came around last night, we sat and held hands and we talked all night and nothing happened. I know they're lying. But they want me to believe that because they don't want my judgment.
Where's that
they
background noise?
Other women, will judge them.
Are you hearing fire trucks and shit?
It's not just women, it's men. You can't win.
That's me.
If they want to know you're going to sleep with them on the first date, they don't want you to get to take time to know them. They want to know up front. They want to know. It's otherwise, if you want to sleep with them on the first date, they're saying they don't want to take you out and even get to know you. Then if you sleep with them on the first date, you're a whore. So you don't win the season.
It's not meant to be.
Wait a minute. I fucked a lot of women on the first date, but I don't look at them as whores. Sometimes shit happens and you have a great night and fuck.
Yeah.
Right.
Hello.
You want to cap it off with the fucking icing. Shit.
Hello. How do you know that how long a man gonna be with a woman? Because when he lays down with her, as y'all have on your mind, once he get it, he's gone. But if he can't get it, he's gonna hang around until it could be 2 or 3 months or half a year or something. When she respects somebody,
that's how it's gonna happen.
Why
don't we let Ebony talk? She just got here.
Maze, you out the game now. Shit, you've been mad 30 years. You don't know
what does that got to do with anything?
That means you've been on the damn playing field too long.
You
so what does that got to do with it? I know women and I know men. And you can tell when one is trying to chase the box, and once he gets what he wants, he's gone. That means it's all
you
over.
Talk to me as saying, I can't talk about women because I don't have a girlfriend. So you chicks can't
talk
about single life because you're not out there.
I was going to say
it's double standards on both sides, okay, in that, good men will say that I want to wait for a woman who will wait and won't do it on the first date, but there are men who will take it on the first date and stay with that woman. You know, most of the cases aren't. You know, there isn't a cut and dry situation here. People decide what they want to do, and if it works for them, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Just, you know, there isn't a set way of being. You know, people do what they want to do in situations. You guys just need to be open to the fact that not everybody is part of a package. We do what we do, and it works sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't. If someone really has more for you than they, you know, they will stick around whatever you do. If they really don't care, they're gone. Bottom line. That's it, I'm out. I got to go wash my daughter's hair. I was listening. Great conversation,
I agree with Ebony, but I
got to go.
Now you got to leave.
Ebony, don't leave, Ebony.
I'm holding on, but I don't know
what's going on.
You know
what, all of a sudden, she doesn't know what's going on. Okay.
All our different people, it's not good for even the man as well as the woman. You know, you take on spirits of people when you sleep with them. If they don't, if they're not right, rest tight. If they don't have good spirits, good emotional health, you're going to be in trouble sleeping with them.
You know,
you're full to sleep with everybody on the first day.
We had a damn good woman on the phone, and all you damn bad-legs ran on.
Oh, Jabba, you had a good woman just because you like
but
to hear her voice. That's just back here. How you know what?
She said that was wrong. What did she say that was wrong? She said
you
it's time.
You had a good woman talking to rotten men, I guess, I suppose, Mr. Mouse.
Whatever
your name is.
Yeah,
ladies, you ain't no good woman.
Oh, man.
I don't care what you say about me. You don't face me at all, man.
I bet your husband want to zip your goddamn lips up every day.
You want to zip my lips up because you got y'all talking to me. That's the problem.
I bet he
want to
zip them
bouncers
up.
You want to do that, but you can't do it. So have a conversation. We're not having no off the wall.
That would have offended anybody. She said at times men will do this, and at times women will do this, and at times men will do that, and at times women will do that. How is that offending anybody here?
Joe, you all off the wrong track, man. Scott, see, I'm talking to the other guy that's zipping my mouth. So what are you talking about?
Mays, could you open up your ears and shut your mouth?
I'm saying, man, Scott,
thank
well, you just listen to what the man was talking to me, not you.
Hey, Joe, when was the last time you had
You know, I think Ebony made a good point. It does go both ways. And, you know, I respect what she said. I can understand that. And I don't feel that she offended anybody. She didn't
offend
anybody anyway.
And because you like some of these people out here, they want to wife swap and watch each other do different things and orgies and all of this kind of thing. Everybody knows all this crazy stuff. I mean,
there's
people like that.
Well, here's a double standard right here. I stand up
like
for Ebony, and then Mays comes after me and says blah, blah, blah. I forget what she says. And then Renee agrees with Ebony, and then Mays is on her side.
What are you talking about, Joe? I still am not getting
I think Mays done had a sex change operation.
Uh-oh.
And whatever you think. I think you, can I tell you what I think about you?
You're a best mom.
I think you
what I
think about you. I think you have seen life.
All right.
That's what I think about you.
Oh Lord, I had to get him on.
Just
the
country boy.
Who'd you tase? Vernon? Oh, you did?
You didn't have to tase him.
Yeah, I did. He was a PA. He know what it was.
My bad.
That was a PA. He know what it was.
Oh boy!
Yeah, all right. But
Mace,
you know what,
Mace, I don't know you, but you cool with me.
You're not bothering me at all. I mean, it's funny. You might get to jealous of talking to me, but it's just fine.
Oh God!
You're not See, let me tell you, I grew up hanging with men, not women, because you have too much drama. So I grew up hanging with men. That's why I like talking to men.
Did all y'all piss standing up?
So why you want to ask me a question like that?
I didn't ask you a question like that.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh,
okay. I'm talking to the person
right.
I asked.
Well,
the
well, okay.
I
let's
know
get away
I was
from
a little boy.
Let's get
let
away
me ask
from
you this,
what?
Can I answer this? Can I say what I was going to say? She asked me why I asked that. I was just going to say, I know when we was little boys, we used to stand back and we had a piss. We see who pissed us. I was just wondering, did she ever get in that contest? That's all.
No, I wasn't into that part of hanging with
Lord.
Yeah,
mercy.
It had nothing to
okay.
do with that part of what they do.
Oh, wow.
So Joe said he did it both ways, so that should answer your question.
That's right. When I take a shit, I piss at the same time. I mean, I understood what he was saying, but I mean, you didn't have to. I don't know, man. Exactly like she didn't understand.
I didn't understand.
I mean, that was simple.
Well,
I don't know. She says I did it, so it sounds to me like she didn't understand.
No, it answered his question.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Okay, let's get back to the subject. Why men, that sex is not everything in life.
It's not. But it's important.
Some people think it is. That's why they can't live with it or without it.
Your women have got to listen to men.
Really?
Yeah,
really. How a woman got to listen to a man when a woman had you?
What is that? You know, Maze, you always kind of try to always come back with an answer, but most of the time the answer, and I'll just say it politely, is a fallacious, logical, fallacious, illogical answer.
Mm. All right. Those are some big words, too.
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but, Joe, you know, I actually have to really say that I agree with you. Women do have to stop sometimes. They have to listen to men because men don't talk often. So you have to be able to listen and hear what they're saying the one time that they say it. And we as women sometimes don't do that. I mean, I can't believe I'm agreeing with you, but I am.
Well, I'd like to, I'd like to thank you for that support.
Where's the class, Eric?
Maid lady still here? Oh, for God's
yeah.
sake. I didn't
okay, let me get the class. Yeah. Okay.
I'm shocking myself.
Well, okay, and in support of that, men do have to listen to women, but somehow, all the time, when we get on this line here, we don't listen to each other. We should listen to each other here. We come on this on the show all the time. Why aren't we listening to one another?
Because the men overpower the women in talking. The only way the women can say anything is to gang up on you guys. Y'all talk too much. You men talk too much.
Oh, they sure do.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
They want a patient and don't know how to get it. That's the problem.
Now, do y'all agree that there's a difference between a man and a woman, right? There's a difference between a man and a woman, right?
Yeah.
That's okay.
I mean, I'm not trying to say it sound like a male chauvinist or nothing, but you know, a man, most men got a kind of a authoritative personnel about themselves, right or not, right or wrong.
Well, we let y'all think that way, yeah.
I mean, but that's been the way of the world. Hold on a minute. That's been the way of the world since the beginning of time, right or wrong.
And look at the world.
And now in this country right here, y'all expect us to change that shit.
Well, if you don't, you're gonna be left behind.
Well, that'll be fine too. I'd go cross seas and find something.
Like a lot of men are doing.
Go right ahead.
And a lot of women are doing the same thing. I wouldn't give you 10 minutes of my time, lady.
God bless you.
Oh, you ain't nothing but a silly ass welfare bitch. Anyway.
That was a personal attack.
Now, what the?
Now, you explain that to a third world woman. She don't even want you.
You ain't nothing but a silly ass, hood rat ass welfare hoe. That's it. We'll deal with you.
See, lady, all you have to do is give him some attention, and he'll stop calling. He'll lose some of that anger he got inside of him.
That's it. That's all you are, lady.
That man, isn't he?
Very argumentative.
All the time. He's a very angry,
You love to argue. Lady, you love to argue.
No self-esteem, black man. Yes.
I have never heard you argue with any of these ladies on the phone, but you always arguing with the men.
And as soon as you get here, too.
As soon as you get here, you never argue with the ladies.
It's not about arguing with the men.
It's
about being right and speaking my opinion.
But you don't want to hear shit a man got to say.
You're very low-level thinking. Because
you don't
want
to hear nothing the man has to say.
That's all you do, know how to do. No kind of leadership whatsoever.
Whatever.
Now, one thing is, I took care of mine, so whatever.
You don't respect yourself because of how you are.
You don't respect, but you don't want to give no damn.
Lady,
and that's
That's the reason you where you are right now. Always going to them psychological.
It's your business. It doesn't matter to me. It's irrelevant.
Every day you got an appointment with your damn psych.
Now we're about to get there. Okay.
Every day you got an appointment with your psych. That's the reason you where you at right now.
You're irrelevant.
Lady, this is lady,
are.
Regardless
bye,
of the.
Lady. Bye,
lady.
Lady, lady, it's past 3 o'clock. Don't you got an appointment? Bye, lady.
At the same time. To be honest.
Go talk to your psych, lady. No, get your meds. Go take your damn Prozac.
At least she has a sense of humor about that.
Wow. Are you still there?
What'd you do? You zap both of them?
Joe, it's just you and me.
Oh, it's
Joe,
just you and me.
Tell me why you're so angry at women.
I'll be glad to answer any question unless it's very, very personal. If women will answer my questions.
What question would you like answered? I'll answer it honestly.
What?
I
okay, you've asked
you.
Me how come I'm... Okay, it's the old bitter thing. Here's the thing. I've been out with a few chicks, right? The thing is that there's a double standard that's very, very prevalent today in which it's always, always on the woman's side. The women do not want to listen to us about how you can be happy, in other words, women, and how you can be happy by making us happy and how men can make us, how we can make you happy at the same time. You want what you want, regardless of whether what you want is rational or not. So I am bitter, angry, irritated, annoyed at chicks because you are the architects of your own self-destruction. You do not want to listen to us.
Oh,
you
my.
Keep... Okay, listen.
Joe, would
what?
You please find for me, just consider that I'm totally ignorant.
Okay.
What do you mean by listen to you? You mean listen to what you're saying, listen to your feelings, understand your feelings?
Everything you've said and what you're about to say. When we talk, you don't listen to us. If we say, well, we'd like for you to do something, it seems like it's you're building up a cachet of resentment and of not even reciprocation, but not even payback. It's about, well, if I do this for him, he's got to do this for me. It's like accounting. You debit one side, you credit the other side. And then talking about feelings, why is it that men do not feel very, very free to express their vulnerability? It's because too many, and I'm not even going to call them women, too many females believe that when a man expresses vulnerability, that man is no longer the man, quote unquote. When all the man is just showing vulnerability. He's showing that he's sorrowful about something, that something hurts him. He can't share that with a lot of women.
But Joe.
Yeah.
Do you ever think sometimes you might be with the wrong people?
That's what they. That's why they call
everybody's
female.
Everybody's not the same.
Yeah.
Everybody's not muted.
No, Vern, you're still here.
I'd like to say something to you. You said I heard you before I started calling in. You said on the show one time, and I'm not saying this is a joke.
Who got that?
Hey, what was that?
Eric, who got zapped?
It must have been
yourself.
Yeah, I can.
I think he zapped himself.
What
well,
do you fucking do? You zapped yourself? Holy shit. This is a Rockin' Monday.
That's what you get for fucking with me.
Oh, shit. Okay, Cam, what were you going to say?
I heard you say on the show one day that you were the kind of man that a woman needs, but you... I don't remember it verbatim, but
I will
said,
give a woman what she needs more than what she wants, because what she
but
wants
something
is something.
You said before I started calling in, you said you were saying you would make the really good husband.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, no, I don't think anybody could say they'd be the perfect husband because we're not perfect, but you would get
I'd
you
be a
were
very
the,
good boyfriend.
No.
Yeah.
don't believe in marriage. You were the man that every woman was looking for, but that, you know, they wouldn't marry or something like
well,
that.
Well, not along those lines. Something what you just said prior to that. Yeah, I'd make a very good boyfriend because I believe in mutual reciprocation. All a chick has to do is treat me right. I treat her the same way she treats me. And then we build up trust. As we build up trust and the emotional baggage hopefully goes away, I become a better and better boyfriend. I treat her with respect because she earns it. I treat her with understanding because she earns it, because hopefully she does the same thing for me. Now,
what steps does she have to take to get to her? I mean, she don't know what she's
what
earning by listening to the way you talk every day.
What have I said that doesn't make sense, Maze?
Like you don't like women. Like you want to hate for them. Somebody hurt you real bad and you just never got angry. That's what you sound like.
You are the problem.
Maze, you're wrong. I think Joe loves women and respects women. I do think he does.
Really?
I think Joe has high standards. And he's not going to...
He does. You think you have high standards?
I don't even call them high standards. All a woman has to do is just act in a way that she says
that's
that
the way he wants them to act.
No, lady, you can ask me questions, and I'll ask you questions, too. Unless, of course, you have to go to an appointment with me.
Well, last time somebody asked me a personal question on Anthony Empress's show, and I declined to answer just like you did. I was a bad person.
Well, you were at that time, and now you're
right now.
Anyway, I'm talking to Kat, and everybody here can listen to the conversation between me and Kat, if you want to listen. If not, then you can interrupt.
Yeah,
so go
ahead,
Kat.
That's what I'm saying. Being just...
Maze, you just want him to interrupt.
You just want everybody to be quiet so Joe can keep talking. It's rude. That's what he wants.
Okay, now listen.
This
is case in point. Do I have to say anything more? No.
Right.
Absolutely.
Don't case in point. Yes, you need to keep talking. Give Kat her answer. I'm still waiting.
Oh, no. The point, Maze, is you don't want to listen. Yeah,
I
mean,
am listening.
Okay.
His anger is still coming up that he don't like women.
A lot of men don't like women, or they're afraid of women, or they're angry at women.
I'm talking about Joe, and I made the statement
Joe
loves
too.
There's nobody afraid of y'all. Nobody. Nobody's afraid of women.
It's not about being afraid. It's like how you degrade women. You know what I'm talking about?
Degrade?
All the hair, what they look like, and nothing
wait,
nice.
Wait. See,
this is okay.
Now we get into men are scared of women and the way
if you were
degrading.
If you were a single woman, nobody would know what y'all were looking for.
Look at how this has devolved. I don't know who got that.
Right. Let me fix this. Now, number one, we're not scared of women. Number two, we do not degrade. And you're talking about we degrade women? Of course, yeah, those are rappers
and
whatever.
You do, but both of us. And would you call them
bitches
and
lady, I'm talking right now. Okay. Now, number one, here it is. There's more women out there degrading themselves than men are. I'm just going to put it out there because it's true. Now, number two, we're not scared of women. We're not. Women are more scared of themselves than the men are, than men. And you want to know why? Because you don't really understand what you want in a relationship or how you want it. Which puts men in on an island by itself because we too busy trying to figure out to keep y'all happy. That's what the problem is.
I don't understand that because you found on
that. First off, I want to apologize to Maze and Lady for whatever I said to y'all today. If I hurt your feelings, I can't speak for white people because I ain't never been with a white lady. That ain't never been my thing. But black women are some of the most argumentative women.
Be careful.
And I'm not picking your jaw right now. But black women are very argumentative and hard to get along with, man. They are.
But if you got Vernon, what's your name, Vernon?
Vernon.
Yeah. If you got a woman that loves you and she won't let nobody harm you, and she'll step in the way of anybody that's coming towards you and that's going to harm you, and she's going to always have your back, regardless if she argumented with you. But let somebody else cross you and see what happens.
Yeah, but what the hell is she about to give me if she got my blood pressure up, about to kill me up in the house?
Well, sometimes you bring your blood pressure up on yourself.
Why don't we get back to whatever
you know
is trying
Vernon,
to get
you know
us
why?
To?
Because you won't open up and tell her what the problem is. And she gets blood pressure, you have the insulin line, and you get your blood pressure ran up.
You
can try to talk to a mad black woman all you want to, and you ain't doing nothing but pouring gas on the
fire. Black women, I mean, I don't understand why y'all saying mad black women. What kind of woman is that?
I mean, that's all, because I'm black.
I have a question for her.
That's all I deal with. It's like,
hey, Vern. That's all you deal with. Maybe you hang around the wrong kind of people, too.
Hey, Vern. I have a question for you. Do you think all black women are angry? Do you think all black women are angry?
There's a lot of them.
Do they have legitimate reason to be angry?
Do you want to know why they're angry?
Why?
Because they deal with trifling. They deal with trifling, some trifling men. Not all of them are trifling, but there's a lot of trifling men out there.
Let me finish my point.
When you deal with a trifling man, it's not right, but what happens is when that woman deals with a trifling man, then the next man that comes along will then receive exactly what she wanted to give that trifling man but couldn't. So she makes sure that it's not going to happen to herself again. And this happens over and over again. So that's why you have hostile black women, because they've been dealing with trifling black men. So
Okay, I can understand you say on that, but you got to look at the situation for what it is now. There is no thing to say it's one or the other that's trifling or not, because it's just as many trifling black women as trifling black men. Now, I'm gonna say from the age of 40 on down. Now, when you get above 40 and up, it wasn't as bad. But from 40 down, there's a bunch of trifling black women out there, very trifling.
What do you mean by trifling?
But we're talking about women. Wait a minute. That's why your sisters are so hostile, because they have been mistreated by trifling black men. I'll give you an example. Imagine that you've spent your youth with a trifling black man and he's cheated on her. And then you find out and she's in her late 30s, early 40s. Well, yeah, you're going to get a lot of hostility after that, because you're dealing with a woman that's been dealing with a man for all her youth, and now she's got to put up with some guy who wants to come at her like you do, then naturally you're going to get a trifling black woman, you're going to get an angry black woman, and you're going to feel the wrath of them.
Okay.
But if you treat a woman with respect and kindness and love, then you won't get that. You won't.
You just ruined it there.
Too, so why are you saying it's just black men who do this? I mean, I'm just talking to Vern because I was asking about he thinks all black women are trifling. I mean, black women.
No. I didn't say all of them, but it's a lot of them.
Okay.
I didn't say all.
You just said there's a lot of black women that are hostile.
But you said
you're
like,
angry because that is
you
the
said
cause.
You're
angry because you choose to be angry. You're not. No. You're angry at yourself. If you would stand and look at the mirror at your own shortcomings, you wouldn't be angry at anyone else but yourself. And who are you talking to?
You know
blame
what?
Blame other people for your behavior. Your behavior is yours. Who are you?
Is that goofy still with the back?
No, that's Cat. That was
Cat. That's not me. Don't be blaming me, Joe. What's wrong with you?
Kat,
oh, you told
you
me it was you.
But, Renee, it makes no sense.
Wait a minute, Vernon. I think Kat, who are you talking to? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who's she talking to?
She's talking to her
name. She's talking about being angry at men, one man for what another man did.
No,
and I was
no.
trying to explain to her that's
no,
a
no,
really
no, you're
mentally unhealthy way
there.
Your life.
You need to check in with
reality.
You need to listen.
No, I'm
just
with reality.
Like
Joe was
saying,
that you need to listen.
Let's,
because
stop
you're responsible for
stop
your
talking.
Feelings.
Can I interject
talking.
Before this goes into a full-blown argument? I like to interject. Because both of you are right, okay? I think I know what Kat's saying, and I know what Renee is saying, because if you have spent time with a man or a woman, and that man or a woman that you have trusted has betrayed you more than once, you are going to carry around the emotional baggage. Now, what I believe Kat is saying is that once that does happen, you do have to take a look at yourself in the mirror and say, okay, this guy was a bastard or this chick was a bitch for these particular reasons, but what did I also contribute to the downfall of this relationship? If I can get rid of those deficiencies,
there it is.
Okay, then I can also help myself in the next relationship. Am I interpreting both of you correctly?
So not quite, because what you have to look in the mirror and say, what did I do that I even picked up a man like this, that I married a man like this? I've been in those shoes. I can't believe it's been in
this for
much. That's not what I was talking about, Kat.
But
that's
not what I was talking about, Kat.
A woman for choosing a defective man. When men have learned how to be predators. They've learned how to hide their deficiencies. They lie. They manipulate. They got a PhD in manipulation.
Lady, I agree with you.
But so do women. Women
and
do
I
the
agree
same
with
exact
Kat.
Thing.
The whole
she
thing
said it
is,
to make them make
we don't know what we don't know what
women don't do the
right.
same thing. So women do the same thing.
The question
women
was
do the same exact thing.
Hello?
There's a difference of the man who's wrong for another woman, but the woman is left the household to maintain with children to raise, and at that point it's a survival unit. It's not a functional family. It's unfair, so she has reasons to be tired.
That's great shit that you're just saying. Woman, I raised my kids pretty much by myself because I didn't want that dysfunction in my life. And I think my kids turned out all right. It wasn't a dysfunctional household. You made it that way. You have to take responsibility that goes on in your house with or without a man.
Lady,
that had to do with the whole conversation. That he said angry black women, angry women. And she was explaining why a thriving man would make a woman that way.
Right.
And you know, everybody here has good points. Everybody.
It's like,
oh,
you're responsible for your own emotions, and if you're going around angry, you need to get
But here's another thing.
Well, there's a lot of
people
saying it,
remember
Kat.
That. When
you're missing
you
what I'm saying.
There's
a lot of people
angry
about
stuff on
their
own. Okay, emotionally mature enough to know how to handle
relationships. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Me talking.
If you were angry when you went into that
relationship. Can I ask a question? I got a question for the lady.
What did I just say?
I got a question for the lady.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I
didn't
hear you.
See, I'm proud of you. You asking me questions. You can't ask all these questions for me.
Come on, let him ask a question. It's okay.
You're going to feel that
for Myrna wants to ask a question.
I want to know. Go ahead.
Ask a question, Myrna.
I said, ladies, okay. Why would a person
Wait a minute. Why can't you answer? Go ahead.
Well, we're saying ladies anyway. He didn't say ladies.
I said ladies. I wasn't saying ladies. I said ladies.
Yeah,
but,
go ahead, Vernon.
Why would a person enter into another relationship toting all that baggage? Why would you even start up another relationship toting all that kind of hatred and feeling with all the person?
This is the real world. Sometimes people don't always deal with the issues at hand. That's men and ladies included. Sometimes you put those
you
things away and they come out.
Because
when you shut up, because you're not listening again.
You're angry. You're not going to tell me to shut up, woman.
I'm not angry. You're crazy.
Let
me
talk,
not to listen. Let me talk.
Stop crying. You're angry.
I have manners. I'm not angry. I'm tired of being interrupted by someone who's not listening. That's what I'm talking about.
Like I've been trying to talk.
Just be quiet and listen. Just listen. What I'm trying to say. I was distracting myself. I was trying to talk to Vern and ask him, answer his question, and let him know that all women are not angry, but the reason why they are angry is because that's the part you missed. That's what you missed, okay?
No,
I did not say
I
was an angry black woman, because I'm not. I don't have a reason to be. But women hold on to things longer than men do. They cut and chase. They cut to the chase, okay? So what I'm trying to get to, if you would stop interrupting me, would be.
I think I'm a little bit older than you and have more experience.
I don't care if you're older than me or not.
Kat,
all right. Both.
Your
full
of shit is all I can say. You make excuses for your
man. That is not necessary. Let the lady speak.
Okay.
She's asking Vernon's question.
Let her speak again.
Here's another thing. Eric has made it clear, no personal attacks. So Vernon has already apologized for his, and at the same time, yes, we were interrupting, but there really shouldn't be any real rudeness.
No one should tell another person to shut up, because I tried to speak a lot earlier. I didn't tell anybody to shut up, but I don't want to seem like a victim. But I just cannot buy the concept that a person is angry at another person and they can carry that on into the world and into another relationship.
But I can answer
Well, the world is
I'm
like
going
that.
To try. Let me
The world is that way with not only in a relationship with people, they're like that with people.
that, yeah, but let me try
and
to
they don't
answer
understand
this.
Why they're that way.
Let me try to answer this. When we're, as Vernon had introduced before, when we're younger than 40, we are underdeveloped males and females. We really don't know what's going on in the world. So what we do, we carry around a bunch of our emotional baggage. When I myself am over 40, I will take responsibility for the things that I do wrong within a relationship, or regardless of whether it's a sexual relationship or on the job. Now, the thing is that when we're below 40, we don't know how to act. Our parents don't really give us the fucking life manual. We have to learn on our own from what we learn from propaganda, TV, the media, and from our parents. We don't know. We learn. And sometimes we learn correctly, sometimes we don't. I don't think that as an underdeveloped male and an underdeveloped female, we can just take a look at ourselves in the mirror and say, okay, this is what I should have done. Because remember, we have been indoctrinated two different ways. Men have been indoctrinated as gentlemen to accept the so-called virtues of females, and females have been indoctrinated in such a way that they're supposed to be princesses. Automatically, there's a clash there. When you're beyond 40, you begin to wake up. When you're younger than 40, you're not that wise. I know I wasn't quite that wise, and I'm thinking I'm answering the question. I'm hoping I have. And if anybody like me wants to attack me, now's your turn.
I'm not attacking you. I'm saying.
Okay.
Wise when you get 40. You should be wise before you turn 40.
Well, they say that men don't really go up until they're 52 years of age.
Right.
So,
52 what?
Stop. Let's talk about what you might. Mike.
Oh, Lord, I tell you, no wonder y'all are in bad
relationships. Hold up, all of us is learn to listen. All of us, including me.
Okay, I'm going to say it one more time. One more again.
They couldn't
all
hear
right.
you, man.
Oh, they couldn't hear me?
Something was going on with your mic.
Yeah, Eric, you going to zap yourself again?
Yeah, you was fading out.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I didn't stop myself again. Thank
you. Oh, okay.
Now, at least y'all know I'm fair. I do myself sometimes now.
Yeah, you did that.
We were wondering where you went.
Yeah, I zapped myself. But anyway, look, you know, we've been here for, what, 2 hours and 30 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
And we still haven't came to a conclusion yet.
Yeah, no.
You know what? The good part is? We can take this into tomorrow's show, which is what do you bring to the table? So I'm sure some of this will come up again.
And I know Lady will have an appointment as soon as she gets here.
But anyway.
Well,
what we're going to do is give everybody their little, you know, their little last saying before we get up out of here. And we're going to start Miss Lady so she can get to her appointment. Okay, Miss Lady. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. My bad. All right, Miss Lady.
I'm actually working while I'm talking. Hopefully tomorrow. If I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good afternoon, everyone.
All righty. Thank you. See you tomorrow. All right, Maze.
Yes, when you hear somebody say that you should love yourself, when you love yourself, you should love everything around you, not only yourself. Anything that's around you, you should love it and not hate it because somebody else taught you to hate it. And sometimes the things that you carry from one place to another, it stays with you, and sometimes you have to dump it and get rid of it, and you can see things on a different light.
All right.
Ooh, that's some good stuff.
Yeah.
Man, that should be the quote of the year.
All right, go ahead, Vernon.
Well, like Maggie said, you know, I mean, sometimes you have to get, anytime you go into another relationship, you just need to get that stuff off. You need to make sure all that little stuff is worked out with you, man, within yourself. Because if it's not, you're only gonna cause some problems in your next relationship. Nobody wants to deal with an angry person, whether it be a black woman, a black man, a white woman, a white man, or whatever the color may be. But y'all have a good day. Good show, Eric. We'll holler at you.
See you, Vern.
All right. Thank you. All right, Vern. All right, Kat. Your turn. Yes, Kat.
Well, I just can't top what May said. That's absolutely true. You know, you just have to dump all that stuff. And I think Joe was mistaken because I dumped all that stuff back in my 20s. Otherwise, I would have been a miserable person going forward and hated men, and I didn't turn out that way. I think that your emotions are a choice. And if you can't control your emotions, you need help. You need to get help somewhere. That's all.
True, true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I like that. Oh, we get some things today that I'm talking about. Okay, Miss Renee.
I think sometimes I agree with Joe on the fact that we as women have to stop and think sometimes when we open our mouths, and we also have to just listen. Listening will reveal a lot of things. Men do that often. They listen and they don't say anything, but they hear what we're saying. And we haven't adapted that to our personalities to understand how a man thinks. And likewise, men don't understand how women think. And that's how come we come into great conflict quite often. So I think if we stop and listen to each other, I think the world will be a much better place.
Wow. All right. Thank you. That is so, oh, my goodness. Well, I'm telling you, I should be writing some of this stuff down, y'all saying today. All right. Thank you, Renee. See you tomorrow. Have a great day. All right, Goofy.
Everyone has a role to play in life, and all I got to say is know your role. Don't be somebody you're not. Be who you are. Who God or whoever, you know, the creator of your own vision or whoever made you to be somebody, then be that person. Don't look at something you see and just try to imitate it. Be yourself. That's why this world is going to nincompoops, because everyone wants trying to be somebody that they're not. But I hope everyone has a blessed day. Thanks to everyone for letting me talk, and thank you, Mr. Talk, for always putting us all together in this wonderful roundtable discussion. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Goofy. My first time calling y'all, Goofy.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Joe.
All right, I do have something to say today. Firstly, regardless of the ruckus that went on today, the women did contribute today. First off, Kat was listening, trying to listen to me, which is a rarity. Secondly, Renee did acknowledge that women should listen to men, and that is a rare acknowledgement, because most women do say that men don't listen. Yeah, and at the same time, we men do have to listen to women as well. And again, Mays has to be given credit, because she did have the quote of the day. We do have, and that was dovetailing from what Vernon was talking about, we do have to get rid of our emotional baggage in order to have a present-day good relationship. So those are my words.
And that was it, man. Okay. All right. All right, Joe. Appreciate it. See you tomorrow. And
all
it
right.
is the topic
good
of the
topic
show is
tomorrow.
Yeah. What do you bring to the table? So I'm looking for a hot one again.
You know, right, you know, Renee's not going to, I mean, not Renee, but you know, a lady's going to come in, talk for a couple minutes, and then all of a sudden she's got an appointment. You know this on this topic.
Yeah, whatever. You love it, though. You love her, Joe. Quit playing. That's why you call for her so much. You love her.
Oh, well, I always know. I smell the broomstick. It's out there.
All right. Talk
all
to
right,
you
tomorrow.
All right. Oh, my goodness. Hey, we want to thank everybody for joining us today here on Let's Talk. Chewy Baca, East Coast. The guests are still in the chat room. And, of course, you know, we had the regular Benny and Cat Girl and even All Facts, better known as Michael, was in the chat room for a minute. Hood, everybody that was in my chat room, thank you for participating today. On the line, Renee, Kat, Vernon, Miss Lady, Ebony, we had Lo, me. I mean, we had a whole bunch. And for everybody else out there just listening, hey, thank you. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. Okay, well, you know, and like we do every day, there are certain things that we do. If you would like to leave any comments or send any comments, you can email me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com, or you can go to my Facebook page and, you know, befriend me or leave a little note about a subject or something. I'm always there. Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. You know, that's an A. I'm always there. When I leave here every day, I go to that page. So check it out. Check it out. All right. You can drop little tidbits on the page as well. I don't mind. As long as it's relevant, put it that way. All right. Closing. You know, usually I have a closing statement, but I found a poem however you want to say it, that Brother Knott really kind of fell into place today. It really did. So I'm going to read this poem as my closing statement. The name of the poem is called Chained Steel, and it's really interesting. So I hope y'all really pay attention to what it's saying. Trapped and caught up in the memories of my past, trying to escape, but do I truly want to be free? Chained to the ones that come into my life and taught me things that have made me, me. These chains that I hold on to in my mind and binds me to all of them, they are invisible to the world and as binding as the strongest steel. They are caged up in my thoughts. Nothing can be erased because I hold on to them still. Even if I was to try to run away, they are within me, binded within my soul, and they will never let me go. I can't run away from my memories, and I don't think I ever will. They remind me of all my unhappiness and even my joyous moments still. They come to me in my slumber. In my deepest sleep, they chase me every moment that my mind is completely still. But I am binded to them because they remind me in my present how to remain totally free. And I will always keep these chains of mine hidden from the world because they remind me who I am in this life and keep me honest and truly me. They will always be caged up and chained within me still. And that was a poem by, the name of the poem is Chained Steel. And it was by one of my friends, and someone I know grew up with, and you know it is a very deep, and it kind of goes back to what we've been talking about today, I think. So yeah, that was good. Y'all want to know any more about the person? Hey, you know I'll let y'all know. All right, well that's the show for today, y'all. Thank you for joining us. Tomorrow topic will be, what do you bring to the table? And yes, we're talking about men and women, so get ready for that one. All right. Remember to keep smiling, show appreciation, and, you know, show appreciation to those people that you love, that you don't love, because you never know the appreciation you get shown back. But don't do it just so you get some gratification back. Do it because you want to, and you know that they deserve the appreciation. Okay? And also forgive with an open heart. But before you do that, your own heart has to be clear and open and, you know, just clean. Because you can never forgive someone else if you haven't forgiven yourself first. Okay? Well, that's it, y'all. Tomorrow, we'll see all of y'all at 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, and 12 Pacific. What was I thinking? 12 Pacific. All right, until tomorrow, y'all, we're going to go out of here with everyday people. Y'all have a good one. I'm out of here.
They got drunk, they got guns, and yes, they wanna fight. And they see a young couple having a time that's good. mother out for being rude. And like I said before,